access to the mountains, then come home and relax at the Sundance Spa and do it all within minutes of downtown Denver.
With Jay Marvin.
Skin color, AIDS, and economics. And the who survived and who did not.
Chairman of the Democrat, Howard D. Is race a factor? Howard D. It's 7:30 on the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin. Weekday mornings 6 to 10 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? You acclimated to always tired.
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CancerSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists who collaborate research on childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 70%. CancerSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stefani.
This vote, the yeas are 410, the noes are 11, two-thirds of those present.
The House and the Senate have passed, and President Bush has signed a bill calling for $52 billion in additional aid for Gulf Coast hurricane victims. Louisiana Senator David Vitter says New Orleans and the surrounding areas deserve an all-out rebuilding effort.
This is a major American city. It's a part of our history and culture. These people deserve that type of response, and I think ultimately they'll get it.
Most of the people in a new Associated Press poll say they believe New Orleans should be moved to higher ground. New Orleans officials say they've evacuated about 80% of the people who rode out the storm and survived. CBS's Tim Ryan is watching the effort.
We've been to a number of homes, and people are all relaxed. It's really a situation where you cajole them and you plead with them, and they almost beg them to leave. And fortunately, at least today, everyone has finally left, but it's a half-hour process at each house saying, please leave, you're really in dire situation.
Vice President Cheney has been asking local officials in Louisiana and Mississippi about the recovery efforts so far. At a stop in Gulfport, Mississippi, he got some unsolicited advice from a heckler.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, a friend of John,
In Washington, the Treasury Department is asking banks to drop ATM surcharges on hurricane evacuees who use government debit cards to get the cash they need. Some of the pets rescued from the New Orleans flood have found their way to a shelter in Houston. Alice Sarmiento is with the Houston SPCA.
One gentleman said he sat on the roof for 3 days with his dog, you know, and he wasn't going to leave until, you know, the helicopter said, yes, we'll take you and your dog.
Off the coast of northeast Florida, Hurricane Ophelia has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it's still a threat to drench parts of Florida and Georgia. Rescued American hostage Roy Hallums is on his way home to California. CBS's Lara Logan has the latest on that from Baghdad.
Just before dawn this morning, when it was still dark, he boarded a C-17 plane at an airfield north of Baghdad, and he is on his way home to his family. U.S. officials said that his medical condition was satisfactory and that his priority right now was to be back with his family.
American troops rescued Hallums the other day, more than 10 months after he was abducted. In Karachi, Pakistan, bombs that went off minutes apart damaged a KFC and a McDonald's restaurant. At least 3 people have been hurt. There's no word yet on who might have been behind the attacks in Pakistan. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are to the high side. They're up now by about 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star with History. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a Star Registry anyone on your gift card list for any for $34 and a call to 800-282-800-283 or visit StarRegistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com. We proudly support the Star Light, Star Bright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're waking up to a real nice ride this morning. The Turnpike moving along fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93 moving along fine as well. So is Broadway. Now we are still pretty quiet. Now we're 70 south on I-25. We're bunching up a little bit around 84th Avenue. Then we're in good shape for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex and C-470. C-470 through Highlands. Look at the forecast. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 90s. It's already 67 degrees. What if coming home could feel like going on vacation? That's how it feels at Vista Ridge. Golf, tennis, swimming, volleyball, and hiking trails are just minutes from your door. Homes from the mid-100s to more than 1 million. On the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bring on to the other side.
Your mind is waiting.
The Good File, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
97 aye, nays zero. The bill is passed.
As the Senate approved that $51.8 billion down payment, the U.S. embarked on its latest nation-building effort. More after this from Charlie.
Thank you, Dave. Smart Balance brings us something new for good health and great eating. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Spread with natural plant sterols and long chain omega 3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus is called the ultimate. Butter, which avoids bad things in butter and margarine, and has plant sterols and long chain omega 3s to help promote healthy cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Once upon a time, we just used butter to make our toast taste good. Now, Smart Balance brings us a new idea for delicious, healthful eating, the ultimate spread.
Why are you so dressed up?
On a meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The aid to Katrina victims is beginning to flow, and the president announced that the government's relief program would have one overriding goal.
Cut through the red tape so that we get that help into your hands as quickly and easily as possible.
Meanwhile, First Lady was in South Haven, Mississippi, helping to spread the new theme that the federal response is actually going quite well.
Overall, it was a very good response.
Vice President Cheney was spreading a similar message in Gulfport, where he toured the entrails of what was once an upscale neighborhood.
The food and the water's moving well. The search and rescue operation's underway, and Richard's starting the recovery effort.
Although his subsequent discussion of the administration challenges of clearing debris of private property was interrupted by a passerby who offered a contrasting opinion.
As I was talking to the mayor, in those areas, one of the things you've got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it.
But he and other administration officials will be hearing plenty in the next few weeks, especially from Mary Landrieu, the senior senator from Louisiana. She said the federal government gambled with the fate of an entire state by failing to maintain the Mississippi levees.
And I intend to find out why the federal response, particularly the response of FEMA, was so incompetent, insulting to the people of our state.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 50 and save you 4 on car insurance.
The Osgood File, Friday, September 9th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's Friday morning, and that means open phones all morning long. Look for the high today to get up to 88 with some mostly cloudy skies at a high near 88. Chance of precipitation about 20%, probably the same as yesterday. Although, as the sun is starting to make its way up here in Boulder, there are just a few clouds in the sky, nothing like yesterday in the sky morning. And I don't think, yesterday they were talking about 87. I don't think we ever hit 87. I think the highest we ever got was 82. But I'm not sure about that. I'm not the National Weather Service, nor am I FEMA. I can't predict anything. All I can do is tell you what I know. And 303-713-7600 is the number. We got wide open lines. You can talk about anything and everything you want to. Time Magazine has got a story this morning that it seems like the head of FEMA had padded his resume and that he put things on there that weren't true. Before joining FEMA, Michael Brown's only previous stint in emergency management, according to his bio posted on FEMA's website, was serving as an assistant city manager with emergency services oversight. This is from a White House press release from 2001. In that 2001 press release, they stated that Brown worked for the city of Edmond, Oklahoma, from 1975 to 1978, overseeing emergency services. In fact, according to Claudia Deakins, head of the public relations for the city of Edmond, Brown was assistant to the city manager from 1977 to 1980, not a manager himself, and had no authority over other employees. The assistant is more like the intern, she told Time. Oh, man, you're doing a good job out there, Brownie, right? So it turns out that this guy's not really what he says he is. Yes, Mike Brown worked for me. He was my administrative assistant. He was a student at Central University at the time, recalls city manager Bill Dashner. Mike used to handle a lot of details. Every now and again, I'd ask him to write me a speech. He was very loyal. He was always on time, and he always had a suit and a starched white shirt. In response, Nicole Andrews, Deputy Strategic Director of FEMA's Office of Public Affairs, insisted that while Brown began as an intern, he became an assistant city manager with a distinguished record for service. According to Mike Brown, she says, a large portion of the points raised by Time are inaccurate. Brown's lack of experience in emergency management isn't the emergency manager's bit of padding he did to his resume, which raises questions about the rigor, how rigorously the White House vetted him before putting him in charge of FEMA. Under the honors and awards section of his profile at findlaw.com, which is an information a legal website provided by lawyers and their offices, he lists outstanding political science professor at Central State University. However, it turns out Brown wasn't a professor there. He was only a student. That's according to Charles Johnson, the News Bureau Director at the University Relations Office of the University of Central Oklahoma, formerly named Central State University. He may have been an adjunct instructor, says Johnson, but that title is very different from that of a professor. This guy, Michael Brown, man. Okay, how about it, Brownie? Good job. So it seems like this guy's not all that he's, this guy's not up to be. Under the heading of Professional Association and Memberships on findlaw.com, Brown states that from 1983 to the present, he has been director of the Oklahoma Christian Home, a nursing home in Edmond. But an administrator with the house told Time Brown is not a person that anyone here is familiar with. She says there was a board of directors until a couple of years ago, but she couldn't find anybody who recalled him being on it. So Time is running with that story this morning about Michael Brown that apparently it turns out that he padded his resume. There's another story in the Washington Post this morning called Inside FEMA. Leaders lacking disaster experience. Brain drain agency cited. Five of the eight top federal emergency management agency officials came to their posts with virtually no experience in handling disasters, and now lead an agency who ranks whose ranks of seasoned crisis managers has dramatically in September 11, 2001 attacks. FEMA's top three leaders, Director Michael D. Brown, Chief of Staff Patrick J. Rode, and Deputy Chief Staff Brooke D. Altshire, arrived with ties to President Bush's 2000 campaign, or the White House advanced operation, according to the agency. Two other senior ops are filled by former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Nebraska and a U.S. Chamber of Commerce official who was once a political operative. These guys have no experience in FEMA. See, the conservatives, you know, the right wing, let me tell you, it's just so, you know, once you learn how to pick up the right wing message, you can just see what they do, where they go, and how it happens. And Karl Rove and the White House worked diligently to try to shift the blame for the problems in New Orleans and Mississippi from FEMA over to local and state officials. And granted, local and state officials do bear some culpability, but FEMA has been an absolute disaster. They have done a lousy job. Hence the vice president getting the greeting he did yesterday in Gulfport, Mississippi. Can we have a little bit of sample? Have we got that? Okay, well, anyway, we'll get it up for you. We'll let you hear it a little bit later. Where the guy shouts out the obscenities. Okay, here it is.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got...
You've
got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard it.
You know, why did those people laugh when it was obvious that when he's a friend of Johnny, he was going to say John Kerry? I mean, the Vice President has no sense of humor. I mean, he's just a surly guy. But... it's plain that FEMA has just blown this thing, and that FEMA was a political dumping ground for all of Bush's cronies, and that they just blew the job. Any way you look at it, they blew it. And you can just see the right wing. Former police commissioner of New York City, spoke at the Republican National Convention, is showing up on all the talking head shows, plainly parroting the White House line and the White House talking points about the local and state involvement, superseding federal. But I saw three big city mayors interviewed last night. One was the mayor of Atlanta, one was the mayor of Provincetown, Rhode Island, and the other was a police chief from Florida. And I'm trying to think of the city in Florida that he was a police chief of. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, both the mayors said that the first thing that they would need, if they had an emergency the size and the scale of Hurricane Katrina, is federal help. Massive federal and state help. Both of them said that. All right, anyway, the phones are open at 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. If you want to get in on the Free Phone Friday, Open Phone Friday, whatever you want to call it, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Come join the party at the end of the week here, 617-17.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got. You've got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, a friend of John. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind, Mr. Cheney. 621, 21 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up to 88. It's open phones 303-713-7600. J. Marvin along with you. We got Howard Dean, head of the DNC, coming up at 7:30 this morning. And I got a letter from a soldier, and I want to read this on the air. Now, you know, I was talking yesterday and the day before about the fact that you can come to dinner with Mary and myself at the Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner this Saturday night. Go to am760.net to bid on seats at our table. And the guest speaker there is going to be Joseph Biden. And this event is sold out, and we're holding like the last four tickets. And we're taking bids through 10 o'clock this morning. And all the proceeds will go to help elect more Democrats. And as I said, we've got four pairs of tickets, but we've set one pair of tickets aside. Check this letter out. Dear Mr. Marvin, I recently received an email from AM760 informing me that I have the opportunity to bid on dinner tickets with you and your wife to see Senator Joe Biden. Unfortunately, I do not have the means to bid. I'm an active duty soldier with a family of four and home from a recent visit to Iraq, courtesy of the current administration. If there is any way possible that you can help me to see and possibly speak to Senator Biden, I would be extremely grateful.
I believe he is one of the most honest and direct Democrats out there. I believe he has the capability to be a very strong leader of our party and may even be able to bring us back to the Clinton-esque days. Thanks so much for your time. A listener, a fan, and a concerned countryman, SSG Jeffrey Peskov, as I believe how you say his last name. If you want to help this soldier, go to see Joseph Biden on Saturday. Put in your bid for pair of tickets number four. Put in a bid for pair of tickets number four, and you can help send this guy to see Joseph Biden, to have dinner with Mary and I and see Joseph Biden. That's tickets. We have four pairs of tickets, and that's ticket pair number four for this guy. And I'll be reminding you about it throughout the morning. What are you trying to tell me here, Mr. Turk? I can't see what you're saying here. Oh, there's a Highlands Hurricane fundraiser. We're expecting to raise up to $15,000, and there will be multiple bands, a blood drive, truck rides, and there will be an auction of items from over 100 businesses. The event is being held at the Highlands United Methodist Church, 32nd and Osceola. That's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to 2 p.m. At 10th, at Saturday, that's Saturday the 10th. Bring donations, clothing, and health items. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. There's a lot of things you can do to get involved. I'm hoping somebody bids on those tickets to help this soldier be able to go to see Joseph Biden. So if you want to help with that, go to am760.net. If you want to help with hurricane contributions, you can also go to am760.net and push the hurricane aid icon. And it'll link you up with all kinds of places. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We go to Tricia in Denver. Tricia, good morning. You're on AM760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm just grand, thanks. I had a really nice time meeting you and a whole bunch of folks up in Boulder a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we're glad you were there.
It was great fun.
Well, thank you. We're glad you showed up.
Well, thanks. So here's what I have two things that I'm in question about this morning. And the first one is, you know, that we never saw Cheney the whole time that we were dealing with this hurricane mess, and everyone said, oh, he's on vacation. And I wonder if maybe he didn't come back from vacation and wasn't securing that no-bid Halliburton contract that's out there to clean up the mess now.
Oh, you know what? I'm sure he was on vacation, and I'm sure that the pressure that is being exerted on the White House you know, the Gallup poll showed pretty favorable ratings. I mean,
stunning, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know, there's two other polls out now that show that Bush has dropped to 40% in popularity, and I'm sure the White House is feeling the heat, so they figured they would dispatch Cheney down there to show the flag, to do a little photo op action, and that's what they did yesterday. And then, of course, Cheney got greeted with the unwelcome greeting.
And it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
100%.
So my other question is if I'm not mistaken, is Gail Norton not Secretary of the Interior? Who is that? If it's not, I mean, I know that she has something to do with that, but who is Secretary of the Interior if it's not Gail Norton? And why isn't that person out? I mean,
well, you know, I saw Gail Norton on CNN. What was it? Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I saw her talking on CNN, but no, you don't see her down there, and I wonder why she hasn't gone down there.
And I'm wondering why somebody, I've not even heard anybody mentioning her name in all of this, that where was the Secretary of the Interior?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think it's a very valid question. I mean, where was the White House when all this was going on?
Well, we'd like to give them all a permanent vacation, but for a while that's not going to happen still.
No, but we still got a chance in 06.
Yes, please.
All right.
So I have one more question, you have a bunch of callers stacked up.
Well, even if I have a bunch of callers stacked up, they can wait.
Brilliant. Thanks. So I want to know, as we were talking about the vetting of the folks who were taking over FEMA and who took over all of our nasty Homeland Security stuff, if I have to endure a background check and do all of those things, all of my former employers are contacted anytime I want to change jobs, it clearly didn't happen in some of these very high up positions. So number one, why aren't these people being better vetted, and who's in charge of that? I mean, is it the committees that are supposed to be doing that? Is it their...
I believe the FBI does it.
Wow, and see, and where is that kink in the chain that's letting those things slip by? Because this is huge.
I mean, they sure, you know, they put these people in charge, and they sure as heck, according to Time Magazine, they sure as heck, and the Washington Post, didn't vet these people properly.
Oh, clearly. Clearly. I mean, I have more emergency management experience than these guys, which it's just, you know, kind of leads then to the question then, if that's not happening, is the, number one, that it's clear that the president is going to back them up until the end of time. But what happens? Is that through Congress? Is that through our senators? Is that through our representatives that we put on the pressure on the FBI to say, okay, what is this process and why is this continually failing?
I think you bring it up to your senators, and I think you bring it up to your congressperson.
Got it.
All right.
That's what I'll do.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tricia.
You betcha. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600, and I got one line open. Let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Paul, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I had just a couple things I heard yesterday that kind of disturbed me in regards to numbers of approval ratings.
Right.
I guess Keith Oberlin came up yesterday and said that the Republicans, which you would expect, approved 90% of the job that Bush is doing. The day before, it was at 74%. Now, what disturbs me about that and what makes me think that, it's just one-sided, which is pretty obvious as far as the media goes, but there's got to be something out there that's going to show the truth and doesn't give the soundbite of a tail end of someone speaking up against Bush that there gives a full interview rather than a rebuttal from the media person.
The only poll that showed any favorability on the part of Republicans and showed any kind of the analysis that that Bush's popularity had not been eroded further by the storm situation was the Gallup poll. But Oberman had two more polls on last night. One was the Associated Press Ipso poll, I think, and I can't remember what the other one was. And it shows the president down again by four percentage points, down now to 40% approval rating.
Okay. Well, I guess that'd pretty much be my only question. But I just think that there's got to be some more people out there, the Democrats, to come out and speak up against this rather than the ones that we actually expect, because those people have been drugged through the mud enough as it is, so their credibility towards the American public might not be as strong. You get a few more people that are maybe a little less known and a little more apt to say whatever they think they want to say, I think that'd be more beneficial than to get these high-rolling people out there, because they've heard it from them before. They've been drugged through the mud like that.
Well, when you say they've been drugged through the mud, who are you talking about? Nancy Pelosi? I don't think she's been dragged through the mud.
No, I think in regards
Howard Dean?
Howard Dean.
I don't think Howard Dean's been dragged through the mud.
They're not given a chance that they're, because the rebuttals. I listened to another channel yesterday just to kind of get a perspective of what they were thinking. They weren't even talking about it. We're not even discussing it. I think just kind of as a cover-up to let this thing wash through. I think there's got to be a few more people that get national headlines through CNN if they're willing to, act as if they were when the tragedy hit, with the reporters that are actually on the floor there down in New Orleans saying, where the hell is everybody? I think there's got to be more of that in regards to get more public opinion as to this is just a complete flu bar.
Well, I think the public realizes that. I mean, I think the two polls that Oberman cited yesterday, last night on Countdown, indicates that the public does get it, that they realize that this administration has booted the effort. And I think it's going to become, I think you'll see it'll show up more and more in other polls that are being taken as well. Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. 6:32, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic, and then we'll take more of your calls.
Thanks, Jay. Things are starting to pick up on the highways this morning. I-70 slows in both directions now on your approach to I-25 and Aurora stop on 225. We're getting busy between Colfax and 6th Avenue. I-25 now loaded up from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex and around town. Rapahoe Broadway and Foothills Parkway are picking out the dag on Highway 93, both crowding, and the turnpike slows eastbound right around Pecos. Taking a look at the forecast, mostly sunny today with highs in the 90s. It's already 67 degrees. What if coming home could feel like going on vacation? That's how it feels at Vista Ridge. Golf, tennis, swimming, volleyball, and hiking trails just minutes from your door. Homes from the mid-100s to more than 1 million. on the web at thestorage.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Any number you need to know, it's 3037 Window.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secret to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
We're going to get our schools open again. We're going to get our businesses back in business. So I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got to...
You've
got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, a friend of John,
Yeah, everybody's very upbeat, aren't they, Mr. Vice President? 6:36, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Open phones underway with Jay Marvin. And everybody's upbeat, right, Mr. VP?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not what the other networks are saying. It's not what was being said last night on Hardball with Chris Matthews, that people in the storm areas are angry, and they're angry at the federal government. But, of course, this statement about everybody being upbeat comes from the same guy who told us that the insurgency was in its last throes. Remember that? In Iraq. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob and Jeffco. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. Listen, I wanted to get on the air today because we formed here in Jefferson County a group of citizens, concerned citizens, to help with the relief effort. I mean, it's focused mainly really on from Jefferson County standpoint, but we've got everything in place now with host families, and also we're setting up support systems for those host families and the victims. I mean, the victims, and because what I think a lot of people need to be concerned with, if they're going to be hosting Katrina victims, is there's a lot more to this than just bringing your home. There's a lot of things that you need to have to help that be successful.
Well, most of these people don't have anything left.
Well, I think, yeah. Initially, everybody goes into these kind of endeavors, with only trying to help somebody and goodwill. But there's always a period of time after people are in somebody's home where there may be conflict arise, things like that. So we're setting up, and we already have a lot in place, an operation here where we can help with people get that set up. We're going to have counselors that are going to be able to go into these host homes and kind of sit down with everybody. I mean, the victims and the host families, and say, okay, here's what it's going to be like. Here's what you're going to need to consider. Living together and things like that. And if there's problems, we're going to be able to offer those kind of services as far as mediating, or even we're going to have host families that we can move some victims to if it looks like it's not a good match. I mean, that's one of the things we're going to also do is we're going to try to work with victims and host families to make sure that we get a good, we get some screening going and get a good match.
All right, so people are in Jefferson County and they want to get involved. How do they get in touch with you?
I've got a number that they can call. It's going to be 303-459-4870, and then also they can go to an email address that we've set up here, and it's going to be JeffcoHelpForKatrinaVictims@yahoo.com, so they can get a hold of any of those. Numbers there, and get with somebody. We've already got a phone bank of people that are manning phone banks, and we're set up with the hurricane housing thing to be someplace where we're listed on their bulletin board. If people are sitting out there in Lowry right now and they want to get out of Lowry, like I said, we've got enough. We've got probably 15, 20 families now that have signed up with us, and probably more. And so we're just trying to help and get people out of there. Also, we're going to try to attempt to do a van pull at some point to get people out of there. But we were trying to get there this week, but it's just chaos down there.
All right, give that phone number again.
Okay, that's going to be 303-459-4870, and then again, Jeffco Help for Katrina Victims at yahoo.com, and like I said, we'll have people that will get back to you as quick as possible. We're also taking donations too to help with our organization, and so any donations would be much appreciated.
All right, Bob, thank you for the call, man, and good luck.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to bring up a couple of things I've heard lately about the New Orleans situation. FEMA, from what I understand, is now blocking some of the press from taking pictures of bodies.
They requested that the press not show those pictures.
Yeah, that kind of sounds familiar. And then Bush rescinded some type of act that allows contractors, Halliburton, to go below normal... Wages to pay for people down there to do the work.
Yeah, they've suspended the minimum wage.
Exactly, which is going to be a windfall for guess who?
Yeah, for Bush's rich friends.
And how much more, and this is a question to you, How much more is it going to take before people realize what we have in the White House?
I think people are realizing it now. I think if you know, the Gallup, the USA Today Gallup poll didn't reflect it, but the two other polls that were on MSNBC last night, and I want to say the AP Ipso, and I want to say Pew Research, but I'm not sure if those are the two polls, but they show Bush down around 40%, the lowest of any modern president, and his popularity has, I mean, it's tragic low proportions, and the Republicans are trying like hell to get out in front of this story and control it, and they're not having any success.
What can we do?
Well, you write your congressperson and your senators and tell them how you feel, and write the White House and tell them how you feel, and you work towards electing Democrats in 06.
All righty. We appreciate everything you're doing. It's real important. Thank you.
Thanks. You got it, man. Yeah, you know, I wish I could, and I looked all over the Internet for those polls this morning and couldn't find them, but Oberman had them last night on MSNBC. So the White House is in trouble in a couple areas here, and now this Time magazine charge about Michael Brown padding his resume. Whew. Good job, Brownie, as the president had said. And then, of course, we have Dick Cheney meeting his admirer. Can we hear that again?
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, a friend of John,
listen to the reporters laughing there. The sycophants is what they are. 643, 17.
Max, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the they have the matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. That's $1,500 that you put down. They'll put down $1,500, and it's like you've got $3,000 down. And you know something? They take trade-ins, too. And you're equipped. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, Rocky's Autos will let you see Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. Rocky's Autos, with great people working out there, like my friend Colby and Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Roger, and just all the great folks working at Rocky's. They're all there to help you. Check them out at rockysautos.com, or a better thing to do is drop by in person and see it right there. You know what? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Members of the Better Business Bureau, in good standing. And Credo voted against the bailout package, but he is also calling for Michael Brown's resignation. Tancredo wants Brown out of FEMA. So on that part, on that particular situation, I agree with him on. I mean, I think most of us would like to see Mr. Brown take a hike. But Tancredo voted against the relief package as a protest. Tancredo voted against the $51.8 billion package. A spokesman said he called it a protest vote. No one wants to withhold relief fund for survivors of Katrina, said Will Adams, press secretary of Tancredo. He added the vote raised the red flag to show that there's something wrong going on here. Adams and Tancredo were concerned about the lack of debate and felt the bill did not demand enough accountability on how the money would be spent. You can't write checks now and ask questions later. This isn't monopoly money, but real money, and the taxpayers paid to the government, and they deserve accountability. That's according to Tancredo's office. And Tancredo does believe that Michael Brown should be out as head of FEMA. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Sam in Broomfield. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I'm a big football fan, and yesterday was the start of the NFL season.
Mm.
And ABC was going to have a one-hour pregame show before the football game actually started. It was supposed to be from 6 to 7 and feature a bunch of artists like the Rolling Stones, Kanye West, some country music people, but son of a gun if they didn't cancel the whole thing.
Why?
Well, Kanye West spoke out earlier last week about Bush not liking black people, and Jagger's got a new CD out that has a cut called Sweet Neocon on it.
Right, exactly.
And unbelievable, man. I'm all ready to see Prissy Mick and everybody, and they cancel the show.
So ABC pulls the plug due to the content.
Yes, sir.
That's sad.
Yeah. The other thing, Jay, I want to say real quick, I know you got callers, is I heard a interview with the last lady on Randy Rhoads' show yesterday where she called Hurricane Katrina Karina twice in the same sentence.
Oh, you're talking about Laura Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That figures. That
people
figures.
Are oblivious.
Well, you know, listen, hey, they don't have to live with it, and they don't have to go through it, and, you know, I made this point yesterday, and I'm going to make it again. Go look at the difference between the response to the hurricanes in Florida in 2004 and what's gone on in 2005.
Exactly.
Because Florida was an important state electorally. Bush was on the ground there within 36 hours. They were handing out money right and left. And, you know, you get a total and complete disconnect when it comes to what's going on here along the Gulf Coast in 2005. Because you know something? Those voters just don't count.
Yeah, they're Democrats and they're poor.
Exactly.
And they're the wrong color. Hey, Jay, keep pounding them. Love you, man.
You got it, man. Love you, too. Talk to you later. And we'll talk to Dr. Howard Dean, head of the DNC, at 7:30 this morning, and I ask him about this. But it's true. It's true. There's an article today in the Denver Post, page 3A. Feds post 9/11 loans to small businesses seem off the mark. Some $5 billion in low-interest funds went to companies such as Dunkin' Donuts, a Utah dog boutique, and a Subway. I mean, when it is politically advantageous, this government throws around money like crazy, the Bush administration. Now, these are supposed to be the fiscal conservatives, right? But when there's no political leverage at all to be achieved, then suddenly they're very tight. Let's go to Dana in Boulder. Dana, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I just want to say that I am just so terribly disappointed that we haven't heard from former President Clinton about all of this. I mean, I've seen him on the news, and he's talked about, you know, I mean, he's been the humanitarian that he is. He's doing that, standing next to both Bushes. But if anybody could get some airtime and credibility and talk about the things that contributed to this disaster, it would be he.
Well, he did come out and say that he, like his wife, he favors a 9/11 style commission to look into why things went wrong. The Republicans, of course, are acting on their own because they're furiously trying to get ahead of the story here and get control of it. And it's apparent that they have lost control of the story, that for once this White House and their GOP have lost control of the story and they can't control what's happening.
Well, I mean, I wonder if that's true. I hope that that's true, but I'm not sure. You know, when I turn on the news, I still hear the talking points that, I mean, they're unbelievably adept at doing that. I can't figure it out for the life of me. And, you know, somebody like Dean, who, you know, I have respect for, unfortunately, viewed, I think, by, you know, most of America, or at least Republicans, who we want to try to win over at some point or other, you know, as kind of a fool because of that one little, you know, yelling episode, you know, during the primaries. And, you know, we just don't have anybody that widely is respected standing up, and Clinton knows the facts like nobody else does. I mean, he knows that funding was taken away for the completion of the levees. I mean, he could talk about the real facts and have the type of credibility, having been president of the United States, you know, that no one else could. Where is he? What's he doing? I mean, he had that.
Well, he has spoken out. I mean, they asked him what he thought should be done. I saw him say it that he believed that there should be like a Katrina commission. He has said that. But he's mostly concentrating his efforts on raising humanitarian money to help the flood victims.
Yes, and while I respect that, I just think that he's, you know, what's the expression, pulling a punch here. You know, maybe because he doesn't want to be too, you know, political because of his wife, you know. But I just feel that he's, you know, letting us down. I mean, who else have we got, you know?
Well, I mean, you've got people out there that are speaking up. I mean, Ted Kennedy is speaking up. Nancy Pelosi is speaking up. Hillary Clinton has spoke up. You've got major Democrats out there, Howard Dean. I mean, they're all out there talking about what's going on, and they all want an investigation. And, you know, despite the fact that Bill Frist And the rest of the Republicans get up there, and Dennis Hastert, and they talk about, oh, we're going to do this in a bipartisan way and blah, blah, blah. They're not doing it in a bipartisan way. They're trying to get control of the investigation process so that they can whitewash it. As a matter of fact, do we have that quote by Pelosi, John? Listen to the. I'll let you hang up and listen to this quote that I'm going to run from Pelosi.
Despite all the talk of bipartisanship, they have just on their own unilaterally put forth a proposal that will result in a whitewash of what is going on here.
See, Pelosi's speaking up. She's out there talking about it. But, you know, a lot of times it's tough for that stuff to get through because the mainstream media just doesn't want to run it. Let's go to Dan in Centennial. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, you know, I'm an independent. I voted for Kerry the last time. I voted for Bush the first time, but Kerry the second time just because just couldn't stomach it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, I got a comment, and I hope you don't, you know, get upset or whatever, but, you know, I just don't think that this party before the country stuff is helping anything, to be honest with you. That's just an observation. I'm not demonizing anybody. I just... You know, it just seems like both sides is just party before the good of the country, and that's not solving anything, Jay.
Well, I think that when you have a democracy, no, I don't think I believe this. When you have a democracy and you've got a representative form of government and you've got a republic, something bad happens. People who play by the rules, people who pay taxes, people who work their cans off, they have a right to know and a right to ask questions.
They
have a right, and what it serves as is it serves as a check and balances that a lot of governments in a lot of countries don't have. And something went terribly, 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 terribly wrong here. And I think that the easy thing to do would be to say, okay, you know, as Scott McClellan has been doing, you know, let's not play the blame game. But you know what that is? That's an effort to control the story, and that's an effort to try to quiet down the dissent so that this administration can move on without anybody questioning what happened and why one of the most important agencies in this government, okay, FEMA, which is supposed to respond to major catastrophes such as this hurricane, why it is populated with people who are not qualified for the jobs that they hold and that their only reason for getting those jobs is that they have a connection to the Bush administration.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I agree, but...
Because if you don't do something about it now, this problem is going to continue to replicate itself down the line.
Well, there's a big difference between doing something about it and the race baiting that Howard Dean's pulling.
Well, I don't think Howard Dean was race baiting at all. I think he was telling the truth.
What proof would he have to say something like
what
that?
What proof? All you got to do is just see what went on. All you got to do is look at the fact that the predominantly poor people and African Americans and predominantly the elderly were the ones that were trapped in New Orleans. All you got to do is spend 10 minutes in front of the tube and look at those distressing pictures from last week, and you can see for yourself. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, we'll have Dr. Howard Dean from the Democratic National Committee coming up. Head of the Democratic National Committee coming up at 7:30, and we'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600.
Since the other side has their radio, we figured we should have ours too. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Of Hurricane Katrina, this is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live in New Orleans. As the city continues to deal with the aftermath of Katrina, help comes from Washington.
97 aye, nays zero.
A $52 billion aid package has been passed and signed. Louisiana Senator David Vitter.
We need to be able to get them the cash they need to be able to live and survive, even in the near term, because many of these folks live paycheck to paycheck.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the latest on trying to persuade those still here to leave.
There are still holdouts in the New Orleans area.
This is my home. This is where I live here.
Police try to convince them to leave by pointing out the dangers.
The stuff that you're slopping around in here is very bad.
Eventually, they'll remove them by force.
And the hurricane may also have an impact on upcoming criminal cases. Prosecutors here say many pieces of evidence may have been destroyed by the floods. Live in New Orleans, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
I'm Lee Frank in Gulfport, Mississippi. The local TV station, constantly covering the hurricane since it hit, offered viewers something different last night. The first NFL game of the season, Patriots over the Raiders. It was a welcome diversion for those people here with electricity or with a battery-powered TV.
I'm Steve Kathan. New questions about embattled FEMA director Michael Brown's background. Time Magazine's Carolina Miranda says on a lawyer's website he's listed as having been a professor at Oklahoma Central State University. The school says he was a student.
They said that this information comes from the attorney who's profiled or somebody in his office.
In his FEMA bio, Brown is called a former assistant city manager. manager with emergency services oversight. An official in Edmond, Oklahoma, says the position was more like an intern. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Frank Sedapane. Hurricane Ophelia has lost some of its punch and is back down to a tropical storm. But James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center says Ophelia could come back to haunt Florida and Georgia.
Indications are that it may not move out to sea, but perhaps at some point down the road in a few days turn back towards the southeastern coast somewhere.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell calls his pre-war speech to the UN about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction a blot on his record. Powell tells ABC's Barbara Walters he relied on intelligence he received at CIA briefings. In his words, the intelligence system did not work well. No WMD was ever found in Iraq. The base closing commission has signed off on almost 90% of what the Pentagon asked for and sent its recommendations to President Bush for approval. The president can accept the report, reject it, or send it back for more work. Original Survivor winner Richard Hatch will need all his survival skills to beat a federal indictment for allegedly cheating on his taxes. The government claims Hatch failed to report $1 million he won on the show and $400,000 more from other sources. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
All the days just ran together, surrounded by strangers and thoughts of home. It was the end of the road. I just needed something. What? A bed. Whiter than a baby dove soaring in a summer sky and fresher than tulips budding in the sunshine. Plus, I wanted to check my email.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
Working on your car? Then get to AutoZone and get the right tool for the job. With AutoZone's free Alona tool service, you can borrow from more than 60 specialty tools for all kinds of jobs, like installing new struts, changing an oxygen sensor, or replacing a ball joint. And they're all free to use when you leave a deposit. It's that simple. So get the right tool for your next job with the free Alona tool service from AutoZone.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning, and crews are clearing a crash on the ramp from westbound I-70 onto Quebec, not causing too much of a problem, just some curiosity slowing. And a worse up on 225, we're busy from Colfax to 6th Avenue, then again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. I-25 loaded up from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex and around town. Busy ride on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Foothills Parkway. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are crowded, and the Turnpike a little sluggish now eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Taking a look at the forecast, mostly sunny today, highs in the 90s, maybe an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm, but right now we're sitting at 67 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Get ready to ride for the bus.
Join AM 760 on Sunday, September 11th for the third annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic.
Choose from 35, 65, or 100-mile courses around Carter Lake and through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties.
736-8405. If you're planning to host an event in 2006, host the best event you can with Ali Productions.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today around 88. A little bit of clouds, mostly cloudy on and off throughout the day. And we do have a chance of some thunder showers. It's open phones here this morning at 303-713-7600. I want to bring this up. I read it in the 6 o'clock hour, and I'll bring it up again. As you know, Joseph Biden will be in town tomorrow night for the annual Boulder County Democrats Truman Dinner. And we've been having an online auction for tickets to go to see Joseph Biden speak and to sit at the same table with Mary, myself, and maybe some other folks from AM 760. And we've got 4 tickets to give away. And I got this letter yesterday, 4 tickets up for bids, I should say. And I got this letter yesterday. Dear Mr. J. Marvin, I recently received an email from AM 760 informing me that I have the opportunity to bid on dinner tickets with you and your wife to see Senator Joseph Biden. Unfortunately, I do not have the means to bid. I'm an active-duty soldier with a family of four and home from a recent visit to Iraq, courtesy of the current administration. If there is any way possible for you to help me to see and possibly speak to Senator Biden, I would be extremely grateful. I believe he is one of the most honest and direct Democrats out there. I believe he has the capability to be a very strong leader for our party, and he may even be able to bring us back to the Clinton-esque days. Thank you so much for your time. A listener, a fan, and a concerned countryman, SSG Jeffrey Peskov. Now, here's the thing. If you want to help this guy go to see this soldier and support the troops here and support this guy and help him to go see Senator Joseph Biden, we're taking bids on tickets. We've got four pairs of tickets. This is ticket pair number four. So go to am760.net and put your bid in for ticket pair number four to help this guy go to see Joseph Biden. And we've already got some bidding up there, but we need more money. And all the money is going to go to help elect Democrats, which we desperately need to do, and get control of this country. So once again, if you want to help this guy out, go to am760.net. We've got four pairs of tickets. Bid on ticket pair number four, which is the pair of tickets that we're going to give to this guy if we can get enough money raised. So go to am760.net. And, of course, I don't want to shirk off hurricane relief. If you also want to contribute to that, go to am760.net and hit the Storm Aid icon. All right, we've got Howard Dean, Dr. Howard Dean, coming up at 7:30. We're going to talk to him, the head of the Democratic National Committee, and we'll talk to him about race, class, and how that affects and how that played into what happened in New Orleans. Meanwhile, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we can do it. Let's go to Rob and Parker. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, I wanted to comment about the gentleman talking about the concert that was supposed to take place before the game last night.
Right.
It's actually going to be tonight.
Oh, it is tonight. They are going to do it.
Yeah, and it's going to be aired on all three networks.
And what time does that start tonight?
I believe locally it's 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it'll be on all three networks, and I believe some of the major cable networks will carry it as well.
Is this the one with Bob Dylan? Isn't Bob Dylan in this?
Well, they were flashing all the names across the screen last night, and I don't remember seeing Bob Dylan, but they flashed like 30 different bands. So, you know, they kind of scrolled them across the screen, and I don't recall seeing Bob Dylan, but I did see the Stones.
Oh, good.
So
I'm definitely going to check that out at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I think they put it off until they could get all the three networks together to air it at the same time. So.
Okay, so it wasn't canceled on account of content.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Well, that's great news. That's really good news.
Yeah,
all right, man. Something else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I also had a National Guard question for you.
Sure.
Who's responsible for the National Guard?
Ultimately, the governors are responsible for it, or they can sign over control to the feds if they want to.
Okay, because I heard Limbaugh the other day saying that the state had, you know, control over the National Guard, so the state should have been able to pull the National Guard in earlier than they did. And I just kind of thought that was weird when 40-some percent of Louisiana's National Guard is overseas.
Well, that's a problem. That's problem number one. And number two, of course, that fits with the Republican spin of trying to shift off the blame onto the local and state authorities. And what I heard was, is that they didn't have the National Guard go in because FEMA was asking them to stay out.
Right.
And that was, you know, part of the confusion. And that they're, you know, along with this whole ridiculous scenario that they floated about how governor of Louisiana didn't ask for any kind of help, didn't declare a state of emergency until after the hurricane hit, when in reality she signed an emergency letter, sent an emergency letter to the president back on August the 26th.
Right.
So these people are spinning a line, is what they're doing.
Yeah, it seems to me if the governor has control of the National Guard, why didn't he bring them back from Iraq?
Because those National Guard members are nationalized.
Right.
All right, pal, good points. Right. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
People are often asking, what can we do? And I've found that the
the Randy Rhodes message board is just invaluable for finding activism ideas. There's this whole section on activism, and there's something like 11,000 people taking place on that board. In fact, it got someone took a cheap shot at it the other day, one of the right-wing hosts, I forget which one, but it's become kind of a informal progressive think tank, and people are constantly sharing information. People are organizing to go to D.C. for the big march that's coming up on the 23rd and the 24th. People are organizing around this catastrophe and any number of things. So if people are looking for other ideas of what to do, they may want to visit that. Also, I want to make a comment about the race baiting, and I do think the coverage of the looting was race baiting. For instance, when it was being reported that people were stealing guns, I lived in the South. I lived in North Carolina, and the people I worked with, landscaping, they'd always have guns that they'd bring to work because during lunchtime, they'd go out into the woods and hunt for their lunch. They'd go shoot raccoons and stuff. You know, I would go to the 7-Eleven or something like that. But these guys would be eating much better, you know, by eating their own food that they just hunted and killed a few moments earlier. And so, you know, there's a whole cultural thing going on there that maybe some of us don't understand. And also, you know, there are alligators, there are stories of alligators swimming around in the water, and any number of things that these people, that it would be a rational choice for people to try to get guns. What else? Also, that some of the people want to avoid getting processed in some center, I think that leads to, for a fraction of them, you know, a lot of poor people are caught up in our massive prison industrial system. They may have an outstanding warrant, maybe for a drug deal, maybe for prostitution or other crimes of the poor. So you can understand why some of them might want to avoid, you know, going someplace where they're going to be running into the law.
I think the majority of those people just are scared to leave their homes because they're scared of what's going to happen to their property after they're gone. Well, that's a natural reaction, and many of them didn't want to leave because they didn't want to leave their pets behind.
You bet. A whole number of reasons. I'm also noticing that another part of the attack is that people are saying, well, you know, their problem is they're on welfare, you know, that they're now just welfare dependents. But truth be told, many of us are on welfare, especially the rich. You know, in terms of research and development for their products, government purchases for their products, you know, right after this disaster hit, the right-wing noise machine put on this speaker who was talking about how we shouldn't expect the federal government to do anything for us, that that's somehow unconstitutional. And the amazing thing is, they have no problem with the government doing things for them all the time.
Well, they have a double standard going.
Exactly.
I mean, not only having them do things for them, but also having the federal government get involved. Well, they couldn't wait to get the federal government involved in Terry Schiavo's life.
Exactly. And there's a book called Take the Rich Off Welfare that I think does an excellent job of laying out the ways in which the general public subsidizes the super rich in this country. And all sorts of, you know, accelerated depreciations, giveaways, subsidies, subsidies to the logging and the timber, and you name it. It just goes on and on. And for them to point to poor people and say, hey, they're getting some assistance for raising children, which is work, by the way, I think much more better work, noble work, than building nuclear submarines that nobody wants. But because for them to point at them as dysfunctional or whatever because they're receiving some assistance, I think is grossly unfair, classist, and racist.
All right. Thank you, Preston. Appreciate
thank
the
you,
call.
Jay.
Okay. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about, continue to talk about Hurricane Katrina and the lack of federal response, you can do that or talk about anything else that may be on your mind. By the way, the CIA leak probe may be nearing an end. I'll tell you more about that coming up. And we got Dr. Howard Dean from the DNC coming up at 7:30. But the lines are wide open at 303-713-7600. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, huh? 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Superior Carpet is having a back-to-school 40% off sale. And you know what that means? That means that now that the kids are heading back to school, you can clean up those spills, stains, and accidents that happen every summer. And at 40%, you not only get a break from taking care of the kids, but a tremendous break on the price of the best carpet cleaning job you'll ever get. Mary and I use Superior, and we love them. Superior Carpet Care services the entire metro area, and they have the most advanced cleaning equipment available. They are people you can trust in your home, or who, and they'll do the job right the first time. I mean, they get it done. There's no question that when it comes to cleaning your carpet, Superior Carpet is the place to go. And while you're at it, ask Superior about their air ducts. You'll be turning on your furnace in just a few months, and now's the time to have your air ducts cleaned. Do it now and avoid allergy-causing dust and pollen that has built up in your air ducts. Call Superior at 303-933-3000, and your carpets will look great. 303-933 a Purina One puppy or dog food. It's never too late to change your pet's health for the better. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, and this hour's $1,000 name is Bill Dovey of Denver. Bill, you got cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, I mentioned about the CIA leak, probe leak, maybe coming to an end soon. This is according to Reuters. And was in the Washington Post. New York Times reporter Judith Miller locked up for refusing to reveal who told her a covert CIA operative's name in a probe that may be nearing a conclusion, works part-time in the jail laundry helping to clean fellow inmates' green jumpsuits and dirty linens. Between shifts at the laundry, Miller works at the library on card catalogs of the jail's books, said attorney Floyd Abrams, offering new details about Miller's life behind bars after her meeting with him on Wednesday. Abrams, who represents the New York Times, says Miller was safe, but the conditions in jail were grim. This week, Miller marked 2 months, 65 days as of Thursday, at the Alexandria Detention Center just outside Washington for refusing to testify to a grand jury trying to determine who in the Bush administration leaked CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. But lawyers close to the investigation say there are signs that the 20-month-long inquiry could be wrapped up within a few weeks in a final flurry of negotiations and legal maneuvering. So, we may get an answer about that whole Valerie Plame situation, and I know I've gotten an email from people who have said, boy, you know, because of Katrina and Cindy Sheehan, the Valerie Plame situation has virtually vanished from the public view, but it is, it is still going on, but it could be wrapped up relatively soon. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, that's about 8 minutes from now, we'll talk to the head of the DNC, Howard Dean. Right now, we'll talk to you, and we go to Francis in Greeley. Francis, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, a couple of things here. I know we're up against the clock. Regarding Barbara Bush's comments, I think they were elitist and insensitive, and I don't really see her rushing to spend a night in one of those shelters.
No, I don't either.
You know, if they're so great, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, anyhow, another thing, I think that if that hurricane had been like in Cape Cod or Nantucket or, heaven forbid, Kennebunkport, Maine, I think that the response would have been a lot different.
I think you're absolutely right.
Agreed?
Yes.
Okay, another thing, I was watching C-SPAN a couple of days ago, and there were some members of the Black Congressional Caucus speaking, and this one representative from, I think she was from Indiana, but she made a very good point. She suggested that we reinstate the public works program,
mm-hmm.
and put some of those citizens to work instead of having Halliburton continue to fleece us.
Yeah, you know, I don't find that to be a bad idea. I think it's an excellent idea, really.
In that way, you know, we're talking about people of being invested in their own community and people wanting to work.
Yeah, because, I think
because,
so too.
Because by and large, contrary to popular belief, people do want to work.
Yeah, it's just that a lot of times there are not jobs available or they're not trained for those jobs. But, yeah, I think it'd be a great idea, and I think it'd be a great way to rebuild and restore the Gulf Coast.
I agree. Okay, and another thing, I made some notes here so I wouldn't forget.
Okay.
And another thing, regarding Bush, you know, kind of passing the tin cup to get aid for people, I mean, that's great. I think citizens really do want to help, but maybe he should have done that for the people of Iraq.
Yeah, you know, funny how we can find the money for that. But although there's a story today, and I believe it's in the Washington Post about how some of the construction projects in Iraq, the electricity and clean drinking water, have ground to a halt due to lack of money.
All right.
So I don't know what the administration's problem is there. There must be some kind of a funding problem, or they've spent all the allocated money. But this was in the Washington Post this morning.
Well, I think that's pretty okay. Well, okay then, Jay. That's all I wanted. Thanks for taking my call. You're doing a great job, and I hope you had a good time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I did. Had a wonderful time.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Francis. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, I had a question. Maybe you could pose this to Senator Dean, or I'm sorry, Governor Dean, if you get a chance. But this has been really bugging me. It occurs to me that one explanation behind how this administration continues to duck any accountability over and over again is the way the press continues to handle these guys with kid gloves and give them a pass here all the time. You know what I mean? And a couple examples, I think, of that are, one, this interview with Diane Sawyer, when she should have just been all over him over the no one could have predicted the breach of the levees.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, she just lets this comment go right past her, you know what I mean, with no follow-up that I could tell. At least I never heard her come back and say, come on, who are you trying to kid here?
That was shocking when he made that statement that nobody can anticipate what happened with the levees. Although,
it
you know, it depends on who you're talking about, though. Did you see the exchange between MSNBC's David Gregory and Scott McClellan the other day? I mean, Gregory really got into it with McClellan about how McClellan was dodging the question about whether the president had had confidence in Michael Brown.
Well, he is a notable exception, Gregory. I mean, but it just seems for the most part that they're just they're not going after these stories the way they should be. And when I heard these clips, the couple of clips I heard of Cheney yesterday. You know, I mean, I think it's great that somebody was dry, you know, but then the comment after this guy walks by and tells Cheney to go F himself, these reporters, like you said, are sitting there yucking it up with Cheney, kissing his butt. You know what I mean? What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I, you know, so I guess I want to know what's really going on there, and why aren't these guys, demanding some honest, real answers to what's going on. I wanted to hear a whole chorus of reporters saying, where were you for the past week and a half? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he should have to answer that. I think that's a logical question.
Because I've heard rumors that he had been on vacation through that whole week up in Wyoming, but I never heard that confirmed, or I never really figured it out. All I heard was people saying, I don't even know where he is.
No, that was a popular rumor in Washington that he was on vacation.
Well, they were all on vacation at the same time. And then none of them, you had to drag them back kicking and screaming from a disaster of epic proportions. What the heck is up with that? You know,
I agree with you totally. I agree with you totally 100% in what you're saying. And this whole thing about Bush looking out of the airplane at 30,000 feet, like we're supposed to think that that's a proper, he must be concerned. I mean, he's sitting safely away looking at it, or playing the guitar, or cutting the cake with McCain, or playing golf while all this stuff is going on. I mean, you know, and you're right, where was Cheney? We have no clues to where Cheney was when this was happening, and I think Dick Cheney ought to tell us where he was.
And I think the media, you know, they should be treating this stuff. I mean, you see,
I agree. But they ought to be a lot rougher on the they ought to be a lot rougher on the administration than they are. Listen, I got to run because I'm going to go get Howard Dean. Listen, man, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 7:28, 28 minutes after 7. Let's take a look at the progressive traffic now with Bailey, and then we'll talk to Dr. Howard Dean.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some pretty big delays if you're coming out of the north end. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 128th. That's because of ongoing construction at 120th. Once you get by that, stays pretty slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, I-70 bunching up eastbound between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225 slows approaching Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, seeing a busy ride on Belmont, Arapahoe, and Baseline. The diagonal on Highway 93 are crowding. And Sunglare adds to delays. Denver bound on the Turnpike were slow from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, mostly sunny today. Maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 90s. Already 68 degrees. Wells Fargo customers buy any 3 regular 6-inch subs at Subway for only $7.99. That's right, stop by any participating Subway location all day, any day, and receive 3 regular 6-inch subs for just $7.99. Coupons and full details at wellsfargolink.com. Wells Fargo Banks, members FDIC. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 88. All right, let's go to the phone and talk to the head of the DNC, Dr. Howard Dean. And Dr. Dean, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Oh, it's a real. Oh, listen, it's a real pleasure to have you on. I'm honored to have you here. First of all, your comments the other day in Miami about race and class and age showing up in the rescue situation in New Orleans. Some people have accused you of race baiting or playing the race card. Can you elaborate about that a little bit?
Sure. I think it's perfectly obvious. Disproportionately, the people who died, who lost their homes and lost their jobs, either were poor, old, or black, or all three. And, you know, I always try to look for something good to come out of these horrible things that we have to go through. If we could have an honest discussion about race and class in this country, I think that'd be a pretty good thing. That's been swept under the rug for a long, long time, but there's still a lot of poor people in America, and they're not all black. There are a lot of poor Hispanic people, and there are a lot of poor white people. And we need to discuss that, because those folks are the ones that disproportionately gave their homes, their lives, and their jobs. And, you know, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right.
And you're not going to get that kind of discussion out of this administration.
No. I mean, they've been trying to avoid this discussion for a long time. And in fact, 80% of the people in this country, no matter what color they are, have seen their income drop by $1,700 on average under George Bush in his 5 years as president. The only people who've benefited from this administration are the top 20% economically. And, you know, I appreciate personally benefiting, but I'd like to see this country strong, and I'd like to have an administration who believes we're all in it together.
And this administration, obviously, with tax cuts, I mean, I've never even, and I've raised this question before, can anybody name me a time where we've had tax cuts in a time of a quote-unquote war?
There isn't one. You know, these folks are basically incompetent that are running this country. I'll give you a perfect example. The first instinct of Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, after this horrible, horrible tragedy in New Orleans and Mississippi, was to come to the Senate and make sure the estate tax cuts got extended for $750 billion. Well, I think we need to have an honest discussion in America about moral choices, because we've made the wrong moral choices on a lot of occasions, and that's why we're in trouble here. Let's have an honest discussion among the American people, not just about the right-wing Republicans who claim to represent us. Let's have an honest discussion among the American people about whether you want another $750 billion, which the president says is lying around for tax cuts for people, for the 3,000 families who would benefit from it, or whether you want to spend that $750 billion rebuilding the Gulf Coast and investing in school systems, not just in Denver and Chicago and New York, but in rural America. And the most rural parts of America, they're suffering too. They don't have decent jobs. The kind of jobs that they ought to have. Their standard of living is dropping. They need educational opportunities. Do you want to spend another $750 billion on 3,000 families, or should we all benefit from that?
You know, the thing that amazes me about this administration is they sold us early on, or tried to sell us early on the idea when they were elected the first time in 2000 that, to quote-unquote, the grown-ups had arrived to take care of the nation, that, you know, the kids were gone now and that this was going to be nothing like when Clinton was in office and the grown-ups had arrived, that they were going to take control. And now we're in worse shape than we were before.
Jay, the only grown-up that I can think of offhand, and there are probably a couple of others, but I can't think of, was Colin Powell, and he was gotten rid of because nobody would pay any attention to him. These people are incompetent, and they're inept from the top down.
How do you rate our chances in 06?
Well, you honestly haven't given much thought about that this week.
I mean, I know that it's a difficult time to ask you that, but I think there are a lot of us that, you know, we're out here and we're just hungry for change.
I think, you know, I think we'll have good candidates and strong candidates, but it's the American people that eventually decide, have you had enough of this? Have you had enough of the lies? Have you had enough of the incompetence? Have you had enough of the protecting people like Karl Rove, who are willing to reveal identities of CIA agents in time of war? Have you had enough of protecting people like Michael Brown, who, according to Time magazine this morning, fudged his resume
right,
and never did manage anything to do with emergencies and never did was a professor at Central Oklahoma? I mean, what is the matter with the president and his folks? I don't know anybody who protects these people. If you don't have competent people, you got to get rid of them. First of all, you shouldn't hire them in the first place.
Yeah, there's also an article, I believe it's in the Washington Post this morning, about it says leaders lacking disaster experience, and it talks about the people under Michael Brown and the fact that they don't have any experience of doing this either.
No, they're all political hacks. It's just, you know, FEMA used to be that way before Bill Clinton got in, and he had the brains to realize that this is the most important intergovernmental agency there is FEMA. When you need FEMA, you really need them. And I presided over, I don't know, 7 or 9 disasters when I was governor. And FEMA was fantastic, except for the first one. The first one, they were okay. They weren't great. That was under George Bush's father. Clinton got the idea that they ought to have somebody really, really good, and they hired James Lee Witt did it. And he was phenomenal. There was no BS. There was no red tape. They showed up. They told you what they could do and what they couldn't do. The National Guard showed up on time. Of course, that was, you know, that was a different agency. That's not FEMA. And
right.
Things got done. And it was a terrible tragedy. And people did get upset and angry. I mean, some of the supposed fingerprinting and finger pointing and all that. That happens every time. But I've just never, ever, ever seen this kind of ineptitude.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It borders on shocking, actually. It is shocking that we would have this kind of ineptitude. And then the administration trying, Karl Rove and the administration trying so hard to pawn this off on the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans.
I thought it was ironic. Well, it's typical Republicans. They're great at politics, but they're lousy at policy. And unfortunately, if you don't know anything about policy and you don't care, you can't run anything. They don't care what the facts are. They just think they can spin their way out of everything. And finally, this is caught up with them, and it's going to cost a lot of people their lives and their homes. But finally, this has exposed the Republican administration for what they are.
Which is basically they care about only their rich contributors and themselves.
They care about themselves and their power. They don't care about America.
Yeah, we didn't make a Dennis Hastert's comment, which hasn't been widely publicized, but he did make it, that New Orleans wasn't worth rebuilding.
No, I think that's just typical. I mean, they don't care. There's no sensitivity. There's no compassion.
None whatsoever. Governor, thank you so much for your time. It's been an honor to have you on here. And when are you coming to Colorado, by the way?
Actually, I was out there 3 or 4 months ago and had a great time. And so I don't know when I'm coming back, but I can assure you that Colorado is going to be a battleground this next time. We think there's some real opportunities. Colorado has really begun to change. You got a Democratic House and Senate now, which has put a crimp on some of the excesses that were going on when everything was Republican. And I think you're going to see a Democratic comeback. I think Democrats have learned, I hope, the hard way that you need to work with people, even if they don't always agree with you, instead of try to preach at them from Washington. And I think we've got a great grassroots organization in Colorado, and I think you're going to see the Democrats make a real run at putting Colorado back in the Democratic column.
All right, and I also want to put a plug for this because I'm part of it, and I think other people should be part of it too. Go to the DNC website. You've got that program that you can sign up for. I signed up for it, where you can give as little or as much monthly to help elect Democrats in the coming years, correct?
Yeah, we're trying to take the party back and the country back for ordinary Americans, and the way to do that is to have ordinary Americans give small amounts. I actually, because I want to do this for symbolic reasons, I give $25 a month to the DNC, just deducted automatically from my credit card. If you want to get big money out of politics, then you got to put a little of your own in politics. So that's true. Go to the DNC website at Democracy Bonds. That's actually the only fundraising we're doing right now. We've stopped all our other fundraising and encouraged people to give to the victims of Katrina. But that is a way that folks can help and permanently support real change in America and real change in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I've signed up for $35 a month, and I'll tell you, it's the best $35 I've ever spent.
Hey, thanks very much. We need to hire you for the DNC. My staff is whooping and hollering. I was supposed to make that pitch, not you.
Well, I have no problem making it, and I once again, it's just an honor to have you on, and I hope you'll come back on again with us soon.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. There's Dr. Howard Dean, head of the DNC, and we should give to Hurricane Katrina, and you can go to am760.net, and you can contribute. There are numerous links there, including Ed Schultz's relocation thing that he's got going on with the families. There's the Red Cross. There's a whole lot of other things, but I've been talking about these democracy bonds, and I've been talking about this whole thing about giving as little as $25 or $35 a month so we can take control of the Democratic Party and in turn get control of the country we live in. Open phones will continue, 303-713-7600. Boy, it was just great to have Dr. Howard.
To your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Thank you for calling.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
On to MaxNights.com for VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties and events. MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Access to the mountains, then come home and relax at the Sundance Spa and do it all within minutes of downtown Denver.
Necessarily place any requirements upon the people who are filling these jobs.
They do place requirements on them. First of all, they're supposed to be vetted. That's number one. And number two, you're talking about FEMA, which is part of Homeland Security, in which this president has paraded around the country telling people that, man, you know, when it comes to Homeland Security, when it comes to security, we've got it knocked. Now it turns out that according to the Washington Post this morning, five of the eight top federal energy management agency officials came to their posts with virtually no experience in handling disasters and now lead in agencies whose ranks of seasoned crisis managers has thinned dramatically since September 11, 2001, and this administration has done nothing about this.
Well, I don't disagree that point. I'm saying the fact that he can place anybody, could that be George Bush or any Democrats in charge?
Well, Bill Clinton. Well, Bill Clinton put James Lee Witt in there, and he had tons of qualifications, and he beefed up. Explain the difference between Bill Clinton putting somebody like James Lee Witt in there, who had experience and did an excellent job, and the people that George Bush has put in here. Well, what's the difference?
It's, you know, you're taking one thing, but I could say the same thing as that old military guy upon the Clinton appointees. In the military.
Give me some
examples. Well, I have to go. I can tell you this much for a fact. If Jimmy Carter was president, had a war broken out, we'd be walking there because nothing worked. It wasn't until Reagan came in that the military became a functional thing. We were the biggest third world military in the world. That's crazy.
You know what? I don't. Cite a source on that because I don't believe that for a second.
I have taken many, many, many parts from one airplane.
Well, wait,
wait,
give me a source on that. I mean, give me any kind of critical study of the military under Jimmy Carter.
The old F-111 program was one I can personally say because I did it. We had about 80 airplanes. At any given time, we probably had enough parts and supplies that we could fly upwards of 8 or 9 a day. That's how terrible it was.
Well, you know, you gotta give me more than just a personal anecdote. You gotta give me some facts to back up what you're saying.
And you seem
to be long on rhetoric and short on facts.
Well, it isn't short on facts. Like I said,
well then give me some.
I'm one person, I'm giving you an eyeball.
Yeah, but that's anecdotal. I don't want anecdotal information. What I want is information. What I want is information, like I'm giving you about FEMA, the fact that if you go back and you look in the backgrounds of these people that Bush appointed, they all have one thing in common. What do you think that thing is that they all have in common?
That they're all Bush supporters in some way.
That's right. They're all politically connected to him. As Howard Dean said, you've got incompetent people here running the show, and that's why we have the mess we have in New Orleans.
But this happens. But this both sides.
You keep saying that, but I want you to give me examples of that.
Well, you know, like I said, it's going to be my opinion, and that it would be it. But
well, let's not have opinions. Let's not have opinions. Let's have facts. Well, all right. Name some.
The people I feel are incompetent.
Yeah.
That from the Bush years.
From many years.
Well, I actually said if I take over my 50 years of life, like I said, I could.
But that's anecdotal. You know, you can't give me any facts. You can't give me any studies to back up what you're saying. What you're doing is playing bait and switch, basically. Because right now, what we are is we're in 2005, and we're dealing with the reality of here and now, and we're dealing with the reality of things changing over a 6-year period. When we had a president that had competent people in these positions, a president that had no deficit, compared to a president who's got running a huge deficit that gives tax cuts to the rich, that puts people into power in places like FEMA, and you know what? Most people and no experience. And in the case of Michael Brown, they pad and lie on their resume.
Yes, but all of them do. All politicians.
You know, all right. Give me an example of that. Stop saying all of them and give me an example of it. Give me an example of somebody in the Bill Clinton administration who lied on their resume.
He takes Sandy Berger.
What about Sandy Berger? What about lied on his resume?
No, and he sure didn't know.
Maybe he didn't lie on his resume. And we're not talking about stealing. I'm asking you to give me examples of people that you know that got jobs that lied. That you know, I'm asking you to give me examples and give me concrete factual examples. And so you drag in Sandy Berger. Sandy Berger's not in power. Sandy Berger's long gone. And whether he accidentally took that stuff out or he did it on purpose, he's going to pay the price for it. But give me an example of people under Bill Clinton who were there who padded their resumes.
Well, Jay, I tell you what, I'm about 5 minutes out and I had to punch the clock. But my second thing I wanted to say is the lady from Greeley, I believe she hit it on the point about some sort of works program. There's nobody that's going to put more emphasis in their home than the person that's going to live in it. And we don't have the problem like in general where the workforce is inadequate in given areas. This thing was so big and so devastating. There are engineers, there are architects, there are equipment operators, there are any and every occupation sitting idly by with nothing right now to do and nothing and no good projections of anything coming until they make the determination how, when, and how much money they're going to spend into it. But I would rather see them supersize Habitat for Humanity than placed under Halliburton or some other government agency.
You better talk to the president and the vice president, because if they have their way, it's going to be their buddies at Halliburton that are going to do the job.
Yeah. I would not want that. Like I said, we have good, proven public companies that do good, and I think by helping them and letting essentially supersizing, I think that they could get more bang for their buck and actually take care of people. And it's not like they have a workforce that's just a bunch of laborers standing by. They have all occupations, all skills, and people that have home court advantage, and they know the terrain, and they know the plan, and they know the mistakes that have been made, you know, over many, many years, and they could correct a great deal if they're just permitted to do it.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I just first want to say, I tell you, this is just such great therapy for me to be able to listen to this, the commentary, and to be able to call in and say what's on my mind. So I just want to thank you for that.
And thank God
it is Friday. We got to thank God for a lot of things. But this last guy that called reminds me of the bumper sticker, military intelligence is a contradiction in terms. But, you know, as far as George Bush goes, we shouldn't be surprised at the people he puts in with no qualifications, because he has no qualifications. He has no qualifications to be president. He has no qualifications to be governor. Bush has no qualifications. I don't know what qualifications Bush has to do anything in this world. So he appoints people that are like him, you know, that don't have qualifications for what he's been doing. So, you know, and the other thing, you know, something we haven't talked about as far as why Bush is the way he is and a lot of his people in his administration is that the man is a Bible banger. And he, honest to God, what hasn't come out is that he thinks this is all God's doing. You know, because he's such a born-again Christian, he thinks that, you know, this isn't our problem.
I don't know if I buy that idea that he really believes this or if it's just a show. I wonder if he's actually that religious. How can he turn down all of the Bible quotes about ministering to the poor?
Well, the right-wing conservative Christians do it all the time. They pick out their little passages, whether it's the Old or New Testament, to prove their points. I mean, that's been going on as long as Christ has been on earth. I mean, you know, that's what they do. People picked out a little verse in the Old Testament to prove slavery. I mean, that's what they do, and if it ever comes out, you know, that's part of his belief system, that, oh, God will take care of this. You know, this isn't the government's responsibility. God will take care of it. But, you know, we're never going to know that because he's never going to say that. But I know as him being a right-wing conservative Christian, that's what they think. That's how they think. And so that's a part of this whole conversation that we don't think about or realize. That's what's going on in that man's mind, and a lot of the people in his administration are like that. That, you know, hey, God will take care of it. We don't have to worry about it. Or God's people will take care of it, you know, which is a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong. But his thinking, you know, as far as being a conservative Christian, that's part of what's going on, I think.
All right. I appreciate the call, Paul. Have a good weekend. Thank you, man.
You too.
All right, we'll continue at 303-713-7600 with open phones on this Friday morning. Good to have you along. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Finally, talk radio.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Ha ha! free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapanik.
Mr. Sarbanes, aye. Mr. Dement, aye. Mr.
Passed John. And signed bill earmarking an additional $52 billion to help Gulf Coast hurricane victims. One woman who got some help was moved to tears. Keisha Farrell broke down when Houston housing officials found her a place to live.
When I seen it, man, I just shook my head, and if it wasn't for God. So all my doing was not in vain. This is like where the rich people stay at home.
In Washington, protesters organized by the liberal action group MoveOn.org accused the White House of falling down on the hurricane relief job. But there are signs now that the pace is picking up.
I'm Peter King in Washington Parish, Louisiana. Rural areas like this were largely ignored in the first days after Katrina. Sheriff Aubrey Jones says no sour grapes. Help is coming in now.
I have seen people cry about getting a bag of ice. And, you know, or a case of bottled water.
Most of the 44,000 people in this parish live out in the country. Many don't have power or gas. Jones says volunteers have been delivering supplies to those who can't pick them up.
Hey, we got a lot of good Christian people in this parish, and they have really pulled together and worked hard.
Peter King, CBS News, Franklinton, Louisiana.
Just north of New Orleans, authorities have reopened St. Tammany Parish, allowing residents to return home for good. In the city, though, police and troops are becoming more aggressive with the last holdouts who refuse to leave.
You know what I'm saying? It's mandatory, which means there's no option. You have two options, a bus or a helicopter.
Most of the people in a new Associated Press poll say they believe New Orleans should be moved to higher ground. In Iraq, some members of the Louisiana National Guard's 256th Combat Brigade have already left for disaster relief duty back home. Brigadier General John Basilica says more will follow.
Just say to the citizens of Louisiana and Mississippi and the affected region, our prayers are with you and we'll be home soon.
In Washington, the Treasury is asking banks to help the hurricane victims by dropping ATM surcharges when they use government-issued debit cards to get cash. And there's late word that President Bush will make another trip to Louisiana and Mississippi after Sunday's 9/11 observances. Hurricane Ophelia has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it's still kicking up surf along Florida's beaches. The forecasters say Ophelia could regroup and take a run at the southeastern coastline within a few days. Rescued American hostage Roy Hammonds is on his way home to California. CBS's Lara Logan has the latest from Baghdad.
Just before dawn this morning, when it was still dark, he boarded a C-17 plane at an airfield north of Baghdad, and he is on his way home to his family. U.S. officials said that his medical condition was satisfactory.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 25 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up a fraction. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File with good news about microwave popcorn. Smart Balance now has a delicious microwave popcorn with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Smart Balance not only avoids the bad things about popcorn, it's good for you. Made with whole grain popcorn, high in fiber, low in calories, and popped with the famous Smart Balance buttery vegetable oil blend with no trans fatty acids. You can feel good about the new popcorn. It's from Smart Balance buttery spread, both smart and delicious. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
I was biting into a spare rib when Uncle Ernie dropped his chopsticks. I'd seen that look before. It was heartburn. Before you could say duck sauce, I handed him Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in two ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. In no time, Uncle Ernie was back in Mooshu heaven. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing some trouble on the north end of town, southbound I-25, running heavy from 128th. That's for the ongoing construction at 120th. Once you get by that, we stay slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Have a crash on the shoulder eastbound I-70 just past Sheridan, and southbound 225 slows approaching Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, busy ride on Belmont, Arapahoe, and Baseline. The diagonal foothills Parkway and Highway 93 are all crowded, and Sunglare adding to your delays, Denverbound on the Turnpike. We're seeing brake lights from Federal to Pecos. Looking at today's forecast, mostly sunny with highs in the 90s, already 69 degrees. Beat the summer heat, cool down with a brand new home from D.R. Horton Melody Series. Receive free central air conditioning when you contract and close on a new home now through September 30th. Visit drhortoncolorado.com for more information. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Roll up your sleeve with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Bonfils Blood Center. It's time for the Pearl Street Bus Blood Drive. Join us Monday, September 12th from 10 till 3:30 on the Pearl Street Mall at 13th and Pearl in Boulder.
Give a little bit.
AM.
Just break.
Because.
Just
break.
We really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Let's have an honest discussion among the American people, not just about the right-wing Republicans who claim to represent us. Let's have an honest discussion among the American people about whether you want another $750 billion, which the president says is lying around for tax cuts for people, for the 3,000 families who would benefit from it. Or whether you want to spend that $750 billion rebuilding the Gulf Coast and investing in school systems, not just in Denver and Chicago and New York, but in rural America. And the most rural parts of America, they're suffering too. They don't have decent jobs, the kind of jobs that they ought to have. Their standard of living is dropping. They need educational opportunities. Do you want to spend another $750 billion on 3,000 families, or should we all benefit from that?
There's Howard Dean, Governor Howard Dean, Dr. Howard Dean, 30 minutes ago, live on this show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, due to get up to 88. We'll see if we make it. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, though, with a chance of thunderstorms and about a 20% chance of that happening. 303-713-7600. I've got one line open here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm going to read this letter. I've been reading it all morning. Dear Mr. J. Marvin, I recently received an email from AM 760 informing me that I have the opportunity to bid on dinner tickets with you and your wife to see Senator Joe Biden. Unfortunately, I do not have the means to bid. I'm an active duty soldier with a family of four and home from a recent visit to Iraq, courtesy of the current administration. If there is any way possible for you to help me see and possibly speak to Senator Biden, I would be extremely grateful. I believe he's one of the most honest and direct Democrats out there. I believe he has the capability to be a very strong leader for our party and may even be able to bring us back to the Clinton-esque days. Thank you so much for your time. A listener, a fan, and a concerned countryman, Jeffrey Peskov. If you want to help this soldier get in tomorrow night, to see Joseph Biden and sit at our table and be able to have dinner with us. I need for you to bid on these tickets. And if you want to go, you can also bid. We've got four pairs of tickets. If you want to help the soldier get in, then you want to bid on pair number four. These are tickets number four that you want to bid on, the fourth pair of tickets. Go to am760.net, bid and help us get this guy in to see Joseph Biden. Also, you can join us for dinner tomorrow night. I think we still have some tickets that have not been claimed yet, so we're taking bids, and all the money that we raise goes to help get more Democrats elected, which if we had more Democrats in power, we wouldn't have this mess that we have in New Orleans. So go to am760.net and place your bids. All right. Did I make that clear enough? Was that clear? Oh, and have you guys heard the Cheney thing? Do we have the Cheney thing? Because we haven't played that in a while either. Do we have that hanging around somewhere, Turk? Yeah. How many of you heard this, where Dick Cheney is out yesterday in Gulfport, Mississippi, I believe is where this happened, and he's trying to explain something, and he gets cussed out. Here, check this out.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got...
You've
got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, friend of John, or never mind.
Now, you know, the thing I can't figure out is that's not that funny. I mean, you know, there he is, Dick Cheney, dangerous Dick. He's fumbling around, and the reporters are yucking it up with him. Here's Dick Cheney again.
But everybody I've met with is positive and upbeat. We're going to get it done. We're going to rebuild. We're going to get our schools open again. We're going to get our businesses back in business.
Yeah, everybody he's met with was positive, including that guy that flipped him the bird. Also, the other big story this morning is Time Magazine is running with a story about Michael Brown, the head of FEMA, that he padded his resume. That it turns out that he's not what he says he is. Before joining FEMA, his only previous stint in emergency management, according to his bio posted on FEMA's website, was serving as an assistant city manager with the Emergency Services Oversight. The White House press release from 2001 stated Brown worked for the city of Edmonton, Oklahoma. Or that's Edmond, Oklahoma, I'm sorry, from 1975 to 78, overseeing the Emergency Services Division. In fact, according to Claudia Deakins, the head of the public relations for the city of Edmond, Brown was an assistant city manager from 1977 to 1980, not a manager himself. He had no authority over other employees, and she said the assistant is more like an intern. She told Time magazine that department heads did not report to him. Brown did a good job at his humble position, however, according to his boss, yes, Mike Brown worked for me. He was my administrative assistant. He was a student at Central State University, recalls the former city manager, Bill Dashner. Mike used to handle a lot of details. Every now and again, I'd have him write me a speech. He was loyal. He was always on time. He always had on a suit and a starched white shirt, but he was not what he claims to be. Under the heading of Professional Association and Memberships on FindLaw.com, Brown states that from 1983 to the present, he had been director of the Oklahoma Christian Home, a nursing home in Edmond. But an administrator with the home told Time that Brown is not a person that anyone here is familiar with. She says there was a board of directors until a couple of years ago, but she couldn't find anyone who recalled him being on it. So you got that, plus you got the other story this morning in the Washington Post, that five of the top eight emergency management officials who came to posts with FEMA virtually had no experience in handling disasters. All right, let's get back on the phones now. We'll go to Bert in Broomfield. Bert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Jay.
Yes.
Jay, does this feel a little deja vu-ish to you?
In what way?
Well, remember the late 60s, early 70s, when we were in a war that nobody wants to be in, and we have a government that you don't know what's going on with them? Does it feel very deja vu-ish to you?
I don't know if it feels deja vu-ish. I think it's just a tragic I agree with what Howard Dean has to say. This government, the leadership of this government is incompetent.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I was talking to my coworkers last night. It does feel that way. We're in a war that we don't want to be in. We have a president, God only knows where he's at. It's just, it feels very deja vu-ish to me.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I think if we had a draft in this country, it would really feel deja vu-ish. But it doesn't, I don't feel like this is the 60s, but I just feel like it's a situation where we just have gross incompetence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yes, yes. Maybe we could learn something from our beat sense where, you know, maybe we ought to sound a drum or make a sign or something, you know, or protest. I don't know.
All right, Bert.
What do you think?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
I don't know about, you know, I think there are plenty of things you can get involved in doing. And one of the things you can do is you can go to the DNC website and sign up like I have and get involved with those democracy bonds. That's one thing you can do. Let's put some Democrats in office. Get involved in the local races in your community. Get involved with referendum C and D. Make a difference. John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to make the point that, yes, it is a question of incompetence, but I think it's much broader than that. I think what it comes down to is ideology.
Ideology?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
And I think they've shown what they wanted, which is an ineffectual federal government, each individual to be responsible for themselves using their own resources. And they have their wish. And I think that progressives really need to hammer that home, that it's not just the president, it's the whole party that has adopted this philosophy and has run our country into the ground because of it. You need to be afraid of Republicans, because what you've seen happen is eventually going to happen to every citizen in this country.
Well, you know what? I think you're absolutely right about that, and nothing characterizes incompetence and indifference some more than the insensitive remarks made about New Orleans from Barbara Bush and from Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, who said New Orleans wasn't worth rebuilding.
Oh, I know. And the points, they use childlike bullet points to appeal to your worst fears. And the other thing is there is no we in the Republican Party, unless you're a member of the Republican Party of the inner circle. And people need to realize that they're not going to give you anything except ineffectual government, because that's what they believe in. And, Jay, I got to run, and thank you for taking my call.
You're always welcome here, John. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600, two lines open here on open phones, 815, 15 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulders, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Look for the high today to get up to 88. We'll see if we make it. We didn't make it to the projected high yesterday, so we'll see what happens today. All right, more of your calls coming up here, open phones on AM 760, Boulders, Progressive Talk. Affordable since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little. Are you ready for this? $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Icon can, because they've cut out the middleman. Now, don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visix. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. So if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done, but you weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today.
At controls to monster surge protectors, their friendly experts can recommend just what you need. At Radio Shack.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
They're all political hacks. Some of the supposed fingerprinting and finger pointing and all that happens every time. But I've just never, ever, ever seen this kind of ineptitude.
Howard Dean. We talked to him almost an hour ago here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, talking about the Bush administration. Good morning. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 88. 303-713-7600, open phones underway. And we go to Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Charlie.
How's it going?
Going good.
Just Well, it's always interesting listening to you guys. It's really nice. And I always say, you know, there's always right-wing. I have a lot of right-wing people around me. I own an international company. And I always go, you know, I'm probably richer than most of you guys. And one thing they forget is that we have to take care of everyone, not just ourselves, but everyone.
Well, I agree that everybody in this country ought to have a chance, and that, you know, that the economic structure of this country, that the tax structure of this country should not routinely be tilted towards the very rich.
And these tax breaks I see going on actually pertain to me and some of my friends. And we sit back and we go, we don't need it. That's the joke.
Yeah.
We don't need it. We don't need it.
Well, I think this White House would like to return us to the Gilded Age, you know?
Yes, exactly. One of the things I want to bring up, there's a couple things. I've done presentations to the White House staff members in Washington, D.C. I've talked to you before. I build bomb-proof lighting for the Pentagon.
Right.
And you know, you think they'd fall all over themselves to pick this stuff up. But it's like, you need to mentor with someone bigger like Halliburton or Kellogg Newton Brown. And even though they could buy it from us for half the price, or even a quarter of the price, it'll go through the other channels because of the buddy, you know, the good boy system, so to speak.
Yeah, the political connections.
It's amazing. There's a couple of things. This week I'm flying out tomorrow, and I'm staying with the Kennedys in Hyannisport, and we're talking about how light, I talked to you about how light affects children. And it's amazing that they step up the bat, and they actually do go hit the ball. One of the other things that we're working on also for this catastrophe down in New Orleans, you know, using our intelligence, we have water systems. They have these things available. The United Nations has these right now, and they've had them for, God, 20 years. We have solar pack, these suitcases that weigh about 42 pounds. They make a gallon of water a minute. You can stick it in the water in New Orleans, and out comes the other end, clean water.
Wonder why we don't have those down there.
I wonder why, too. It amazes me, the stupidity. I mean, you know, here are intelligent minds develop these things, and then they turn their heads. And it really does amaze me. One thing, a comment the guy said before, he says, you know, I don't think, you know, I think George thinks about these things. I don't know if he does.
I don't know if he does either. I don't know if he thinks about this stuff or not.
I really don't. I mean, if you look at his past history, and people forget this, and you guys need to remember this, you know, his businesses, everything he touched, he failed. He wasn't a successful person. His oil company, I'm surprised he wasn't indicted on stock fraud.
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question, how he got away with that.
They would indict me.
Me too. Yeah, you're exactly right about that.
And it's like, I'm amazed how they slip through these cracks and why they're not held accountable. The new laws, with even for corporate executives, we go to jail.
Yeah, you're talking about his involvement with Harkin Energy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I sit back and I go, you know, as a corporate executive, if I sign those papers, I go to jail. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, what happens? And, it's one of his brother also with Silverado. And he'll forget, you know, their argument was that he wasn't intelligent enough to know what was going on.
Right.
You know, you've got to be kidding me. But he's a likable guy. We know how that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, also a likable guy?
Yeah, at times. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, you're welcome, Jake.
All right, have a good day. Let's go to Carrie and Parker. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just have a quick comment. And I wonder what W would have to say about the culture of life in relation to his total lack of helping the people of New Orleans.
You know, that's an interesting point. They always invoke that culture of life when it fits them, but when it doesn't fit them, then they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I guess unless you're a fetus or Terry Schiavo, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, if you're a poor person or a person of color or somebody who's very old, well, we'll get to you when we get to you.
Yeah, but that's all I had to say.
All right, Carrie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and you notice that they do that kind of stuff. I mean, they're always invoking the culture of life, particularly around election time, but then what ends up happening? Suddenly they're not there anymore. They don't care. What happens? What's the deal there? Why does that go on? Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, John, I'm okay.
Our dean just rocks.
Isn't he the best?
That man is awesome. I am so pissed that he's not our president right now.
Yeah, me
man
too.
Opens his mouth and he speaks the truth. Well, I just had one quick point. My daughter's taking the day off of school today, and she's coming to work with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But my point was, I heard something on the radio the other day that just it just cracked me up that should be put into policy, and I'm going to call Salazar on this. I'm listening to the radio, and there's a disclaimer that, that employees and their affiliates are not eligible.
Right.
Well, I think that should be put into policy, for example, for Halliburton. Employees and their affiliates are not eligible to bid for these government jobs.
You know, I think that's a really great point. I you know, that really is a good point.
I mean, if you think about it, well, you know, had Kerry won, it would have sucked because the soldiers over there wouldn't have had any catch-up. But, you know, for the most part, I think it's a very, very valid policy to put into place.
I do, too. I think it's a good, I think it's a great idea, and I think that these companies that have affiliations with politicians, either that are currently office holders, should be disqualified from being able to get in on the bidding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a small-time contractor, and I would give my left arm to go down to New Orleans in 3 months and start rebuilding that place, because I'm sure 100 other small contractors in this town would.
Yeah, and the word out on the street is that Halliburton's going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, or has got it.
You know they are. They're whores. But that was my only point. I'll let you go.
All right. That was a good one. Yeah, you know, any politician who is holding office that has any connection to any company, that company should not be allowed to be able to bid to do work for the government. Wouldn't that be revolutionary? Because if my memory serves me correctly here, doesn't Dick Cheney, doesn't his portfolio contain Halliburton stock? It does, doesn't it? I think it does. 827 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks so much for all that you do and the great guests like Howard Dean that you have on.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
I would like to step back as we approach the fourth anniversary and ask four macro questions. One, where is Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, really.
Two, why has our economy gone from several billion-dollar surplus to a several $100 billion deficit?
And climbing all the time.
Three, what is the noble cause that over 2,000 of our brave men and women have died for in Iraq? And four, where were you, Mr. President, and FEMA in the most critical 72 hours after Hurricane Katrina?
I think those are all great questions.
I think if someone would even respond to that, which I know that they won't, but in 4 years, look at what those four questions have cost us as a country.
It's cost
us
a lot.
We need to be demanding answers. Even if they are macro questions, we need to demand some answers from our government, certainly the administration. And I think if the Democrats want to put forth the effort, they'll show leadership by asking those kinds of macro questions. Let's get some answers.
I agree 100%. You know what? I agree with you 100%. I don't see anything positive about this administration, and I'm sure there are a few people who are sitting on the right who are listening to see, you know, to quote-unquote check out what the enemy's doing. And, you know, it's not a matter of being the enemy. It's a matter of the things that you've raised. This massive deficit by a party that is supposed to be fiscally conservative, you know, the changing reasons for having gone to and gone into Iraq, the poor response of FEMA and the problems with FEMA and the fact that apparently what FEMA became was a dumping ground for politically connected cronies. I mean, all of these things I think this administration should answer up to.
Every one of those four questions leads to lack of leadership, very poor coordination, and an administration that does not know what they are doing.
I agree 100%. And, you know, Howard Dean said it best. He said they're incompetent. And you know something? He's right. They're good at politics, but bad at policy.
Very much so. Very much so. Jay, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care. It's 8:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713, get Bush out. And we'll take a look at progressive traffic and then take more of your phone calls. Here's Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are starting to look better southbound on I-25. So busy into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 looks good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Southbound 225, watch for a crash down the shoulder near DTC. And around town, things are thinning out again. On Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, westbound on the Turnpike, have three cars tangled up on the, actually on the right shoulder at 104. Now taking a look at the forecast, mostly sunny today, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 90s. Right now we're at 72 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
9 a.m., 9 p.m., you can check them out online at RockiesAuto.com, or better yet, get out there in person.
Time to talk to Chuck.
Talk to Chuck. Charles Schwab. Copyright 2005 Charles Schwab and Company, Inc. All rights reserved. Member SIPC.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Typical Republicans, they're great at politics, but they're lousy at policy. And unfortunately, if you don't know anything about policy, you don't care. You can't run anything. They don't care what the facts are. They just think they can spin their way out of everything. And finally, this is caught up with them. And it's going to cost a lot of people their lives and their homes. But finally, this has exposed the Republican administration for what they are.
Well, you know, that's Howard Dean. We talked to him about an hour ago, and we'll have the whole and complete Howard Dean interview on our website at am760.net by 10 o'clock this morning. AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin with you, 303-713-7600. And hi today, near 88. And, you know, and I am not used to being able to interview somebody like that and have somebody that's plain-spoken and as blunt as Howard Dean. And when he would give answers like that, I'd have to pause for a second and think about what else I wanted to ask him, because I was just shocked at the way he would put those things. Because you know what? Very few people in the public arena speak like Howard Dean. The man is an absolute jewel. There's no question about it. I was a DENIAC when he ran, and I'm a DENIAC now. And he just makes me proud to be a Democrat. As a matter of fact, you know what we'll do? Well, I think what we'll do is we'll replay the interview between 9 and 10. If you missed it this morning at 7:30, around 7:35 we talked to him, we'll replay the interview between 9 and 10 this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. But when he would give answers like that, I would sit there, I'd be like, I don't know what to say. Because this is a guy who doesn't deal in talking points. This is a guy who just says what's on his mind. He says the way it is. He's just plain spoken. And I'll take him over Ken Melman of the RNC any day of the week. Catherine in Denver. Catherine, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I agree with you. I'm a DENIAC as well. My point for today, though, is all the finger-pointing. You know, we're spending a lot of time as Democrats saying we could have done it better, and I hate to even think if we were in that position, I hope we would have done it better, but we could have been having fingers pointed at us instead. So what I would like to say is, rather than all the finger pointing and just kind of sounding like whiners or we could have done it better, like little kids, why aren't we out there in the trenches, every Democrat with political aspirations or re-election campaigns should be out there helping raise money for the cause on the television, doing good deeds rather than just words.
Well, I think a lot of Democrats are, but I think that and I said this before to a guy who called me up who was a neocon. I said it to him. You know, when you get into when you have a representative democracy and you have a society like we have. And you play by the rules, you pay taxes, you do what you do to have to get by, and you live a moral and just life for the most part. When things go wrong, you have a right to stand up and go, wait a minute, you know, there's something here isn't right. And when you talk about us doing it better, Bill Clinton put James Lee Witt as the head of FEMA, and FEMA operated great under Bill Clinton. I mean, even Howard Dean, who had to deal with FEMA, said it about an hour ago. About how well FEMA, functioned under James Lee Witt. Now we have stories out this morning from Time Magazine that this guy, Michael Brown, padded his resume. There's a Washington Post article about that the people in the FEMA are leaking, leaders are lacking disaster experience, and that there's a brain drain at the agency. And I think it's incumbent upon all right-thinking Americans to stand up and go, you know something, we can do better, we should do better, and that this has to be corrected, and we can't allow this White House, and we can't allow this president, and we can't allow these neocons to step away from this.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, Clinton got so much grief about friends of Bill. Has anyone really been talking about friends of George? I can't even believe it. You know, my mother, who was a lifelong Republican, I tell you, so proud that in last November she said, I think my father might roll in his grave, but I'm not voting for that King George. And I said, my godmother, you're, what, 67 years old, and you finally have come around to this? Thank you. At least we're doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we got to continue to keep speaking out. I think we got to continue to keep pressing. I think we got to continue to keep asking questions. I think everybody should get involved in hurricane relief. There's no question about it. And, you know, a lot of us, because of the things we do during the day and the things we've got going on, it's hard. But all you got to do is go to am760.net and just go pick out what you want out of there. There's a whole menu of stuff. And pick out what you want. Mary and I did the Red Cross. You can do other organizations if you want to. I think everybody should get involved and do what they can do. But I think we also still have to hold this administration accountable. This administration has gotten away with so much and has skidded its way, has somehow spun its way out of so much of what has gone on, from the war in Iraq to this situation now with Katrina. And it's about time the American people stood up and held this administration accountable.
I completely agree, so I'm glad that you're making the voice heard by a very, very small minority. Actually, I think we are a majority. Just get our voices heard and get our deeds seen so that we can potentially make some ground here and win back some of the government that we should be in.
Well, I think we're making the progress every single day, and I think Howard Dean is right that through Katrina, as tragic as this is, the administration has finally shown for what they really are. They're incompetent.
I agree. Thank you,
all right. Jay. Thanks, Catherine. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kathy in Littleton. Kathy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering if anybody had mentioned the fact that a lot of these people are going to need to file bankruptcy, and as of October, what the new bankruptcy laws might do to them.
Oh, yeah, that has been mentioned. There's been some Democrats who have said that they believe, I think Nancy Pelosi was one of them, that the Hurricane Katrina victims ought to be exempt from that.
Well, I hope so, because, I mean, this is the perfect example of why the laws that they came up with were unfair to the lower middle class and the upper lower class.
Yeah, well, I hope Ken Salazar's listening, because he signed on to it.
I know. A lot of Democrats did. So I'm hoping that they'll do something so they won't lose everything they own, including their IRAs and 401ks.
Boy, you know, you're so right about that. And it is due to change. It's due to change, I believe, October the 15th.
Because I think that would be a bigger hit to them if they couldn't file bankruptcy and, you know, keep what little they absolutely had left.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you 100%.
Okay, well, thank you. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. I got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Use them or lose them. 303-713-7600, 841-19.
And save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
There is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net for donations.
People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war, Ancestry works so well. It takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991 and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now. 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Have you had enough of the lies? Have you had enough of the incompetence? Have you had enough of the protecting people like Karl Rove who are willing to reveal the identities of CIA agents in time of war? Have you had enough of protecting people like Michael Brown, who, according to Time magazine this morning, fudged his resume
right,
and never did manage anything to do with emergencies and never did was a professor at Central Oklahoma? I mean, what is the matter with the president and his folks? I don't know anybody who protects these people. If you don't have competent people, you got to get rid of them. Of course, originally, you shouldn't hire them in the first place.
Dean, as we talked to him earlier this morning, coming up next hour, we'll replay the interview. 8:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Of 9 o'clock, I'm sorry. And I was just thinking, I mean, every time he'd answer a question, I'd ask him. It was like I would just be shocked because he's so plain-spoken. And he's, I just can't say enough about Howard Dean. Tom Tancredo here locally, Representative Tom Tancredo voted against the $51.8 billion aid package. A spokesman called it a protest vote. No one wants to withhold relief funding for survivors of Katrina, said Will Adams, press secretary for Tancredo. He added the vote raised the red flag to show that there's something wrong going on out there. Adams said Tancredo was concerned about the lack of debate and felt that the bill did not demand enough accountability on how the money would be spent. You can't write checks now and ask questions later. This isn't monopoly money, but real money the taxpayers pay to the government, and they deserve accountability. But Tancredo is calling for Mike Brown's resignation. This is also in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Representative Tom Tancredo on Thursday became one of the first congressional Republicans to call for the ouster of embattled Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Michael Brown. Echoing criticism leveled by numerous Democrats this week, the Littleton congressman said he had lost confidence in Brown, a former Colorado lawyer who has been under fire for his agency's response to hurricane disaster. Tancredo has been harshly critical of state and local officials in Louisiana, too, saying they deserve 90% of the blame for the mismanaged relief efforts, and I disagree with him there. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, thank God for Howard Dean. And thank God for American citizens, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because they stepped up to the plate to help while FEMA was turning away truckloads of water and
right.
firefighters from Minnesota. I totally agree with Tancredo. Let's get some accountability right up to the White House and kick the bums out. I wanted to make two points, Jay. One was you had a caller yesterday who mentioned Nero playing the violin while Rome burned.
Right.
And he said, let's remember that. Well, that image didn't get past me, and in fact, it's in a letter to the editor in the Longmont paper this morning.
Oh, good for you.
I think the image of George Bush cavorting on stage with a guitar the day after Katrina hit and the day the levee broke should be burned into our memories. It was another 48 hours before that bozo decided to play, act a leader, and fly over the hurricane-ravaged area. He is such a non-leader. So, yeah.
He's a child.
Oh, beyond a
child. He strikes me as being a child.
Yeah. And I think, as of being so childish, I think he's also totally manipulated by those other bums, and let's get him out. My second point is I want listeners to think about this, because we've had lots of discussion about what a non-leader Bush is, and then there's been lots of talk about what was he doing during 9/11, and we all have that image of the deer eyes and the headlights while he holds my pet goat in his hands. Keep in mind that image of Bush sitting in that classroom with that blank stare, that was the second tower being attacked. He already knew about the first tower. And when Fahrenheit 9/11 came out, I went out and bought a copy just so I could replay that one section and be sure. When the first tower was hit, he was in his limousine on his way to that school. So he already knew about the first tower, and he chose, rather than be our leader, he chose to go into this classroom and read My Pet Goat. So when you see that blink, blink, blink of George sitting in the classroom, that was the second tower being hit. He had already known about the first one.
Yeah, that's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. We need to all put out a want ad. Wanted. A real leader.
Yeah, I agree.
And thank God for Howard Dean calling him incompetent so the rest of us can really talk about impeachment. And my feeling is, let's impeach the bozo, and then we can all let out with the Dean scream.
Well, the only way we're going to get that, though, is we've got to get control of the House of Representatives in 2006.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I asked Howard Dean, I asked, what are our chances in 06? And he said, well, I haven't really thought about it this week, but I think there's a lot of us who every single day we get up, we think about our chances of 06. A lot of us are just pining for 06 to hurry up and get here so that we can achieve some kind of change. I mean, we're so hungry to get something done, to get rid of this leadership, or at least to get control of the House of Representatives or take back the Senate and tie up the Bush agenda for his remaining term.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't take Dean's answer to mean they haven't thought about it, but it's
no, I didn't either.
They're paying attention this week to
right.
what all of us are paying attention to, and that's the hurricane damage. But I am sure that is the first item on their plate, is to get control and get balance back into our government.
Yep, I agree. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good weekend. 8:52 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. We'll talk to State Senator Ken Gordon coming up after 9 o'clock. The Colorado Walk for Referendum C&D is ending up in Boulder tonight. Nina Sori is singing at the event this evening on the Boulder Mall, and we'll ask Ken Gordon about that. There's also a story in the paper this morning in, I believe it's the Post, that it's in that C&D put CSU at a crossroads, public or private. President warns of privatization if voters do not back budget change. And we'll talk to Ken Gordon about that, too. And we'll also replay the Howard Dean interview. If you didn't hear all of that, we'll play that sometime between 9 and 10. Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Glenn? Nope. Mark Golden. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We need to get rid of this thieving, murdering slob of a president. It is we the people, not we the government. We pay these people to kill us, to tear our country apart.
Well, the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to electorally get control of the Congress.
Well, there's the old school way of taking our country back.
No.
History repeats itself.
No.
History will repeat itself.
You know what? Get off the crack pipe, man. We're not. We're long past resorting to any degree of violence.
Well, I didn't say violence, but I said we could still take it back the old
school
way.
Well, the old school way to take it back is to take it back the proper way and to do it electorally.
And two, everybody was saying about religion. You know how you get rid of religion out of the government? Tax them. You know how much money goes into the church? How much them thieving people take from their flocks? They starve and
yeah,
they
but
live
you know what? Not everybody though who is involved in religion. Not everybody who leads a church steals. I mean, don't make broad brush statements.
There's a good majority of them. Look at a lot of them. You know, there is. I've been in church a long time, and there's a lot of thievery, even in the little churches, guy. Honest.
There's also a lot of good being done too.
Oh yeah, there is. But you know, if you really want to shut them up, tell them to either put up or shut up.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I was very underwhelmed by that. Let's go to Ames and Englewood. Ames, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
A couple of points. It's interesting that you compared the shrub to a child, because I was telling your screener that he strikes me as being childlike in his perception of things. He wants the power, but he doesn't understand the concept of responsibility.
Yeah, that very well could be.
And in addition to that, you know, one of the things that I'm really concerned about right now is, I mean, we've had this horrible catastrophe that has exposed the gross incompetence of this administration, and I think what we need to do is turn that around and use that to further make momentum on some of the things that we're doing well on. You know, Karl Rove, the Downing Street memos. You know, now that we have the non-intellectual side of people's brains working, which seems to be the dominant focus of the Republican Party. We need to tap into the intellectual and show them the other problems that have been going on.
Well, I think that I agree with Howard Dean that this whole thing exposes them for what they really are.
Yeah.
Non-caring individuals.
Yeah, and you're right. I totally concur.
I mean, this president cares only about himself, and anybody who tries to say that he doesn't, that you know, I mean, he demonstrates it in his actions. He cares only about himself. He was golfing. He was cutting a cake with John McCain. He was fooling around with some kind of country music star when all this was going down in the along New Orleans and the Gulfport. I mean, you know, what was he doing? He wasn't there. You know. Let me tell you something. He even got panned by the Manchester Union Leader. That is arguably the most conservative newspaper in this country, in Manchester, New Hampshire. And they said that he was an inadequate leader, I'm paraphrasing them, and that he should have been more involved.
Well, this isn't the first time that he's shown apathy.
Right.
It's sort of his modus operandi. He's an individual who just doesn't function in a mature manner, it seems.
I agree. I agree. I'll tell you know what book I ordered? I ordered Bush on the Couch.
Yeah, I've read transcripts from that. And it's fairly fascinating.
But, yeah, I'm going to read it.
It could also be, you know, filled with psychobabble and pseudoscience. You know.
Yeah, maybe so. But I'm going to give it a shot. I heard the author interviewed. I think it was on Al Franken, and I've also seen him on TV. And I'm going to read the book. I'm interested in what his take is about this guy because Bush is he's a child. I mean, he acts like a child.
I think he's emotionally aphasic. He just doesn't. He's not able to put himself in anybody else's place or understand anybody else's situation.
Yeah, he's got some kind of something missing there. Ames, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Pleasant day to you.
All right. I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We'll talk to Ken Gordon. We'll replay the State Senator Ken Gordon. We'll replay the Howard Dean interview. And we'll take more of your calls up to 10 o'clock on open phones on this Friday on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other 770-1000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. One of the nation's busiest ports is going to reopen soon, the devastated Port of New Orleans. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is there live.
Chris, that's just one of the pieces of good news coming out of this area today. The Port of New Orleans plans to resume commercial operation by next Wednesday. It's been shut down since August 27th. Also today in St. Tammany Parish, just north of New Orleans, residents are being allowed back with no restrictions. And finally, suggestions today that the death toll may not be as high as once feared. A state senator says officials so far are finding fewer bodies than expected, and the number of those killed could be far below that oft-repeated estimate of 10,000. Live in New Orleans, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Bush is planning yet a third visit to the Katrina-ravaged Gulf states. Live to CBS News White House correspondent for details, Mark Noller, for details.
Chris, at a State Department ceremony just now, President Bush offered America's thanks to the more than 100 nations that have offered a disaster assistance to the U.S.
Sri Lanka, one of the world's most impoverished nations that is struggling to overcome the effects of the tsunami, has sent a donation of $25,000.
It's a turnaround by Mr. Bush, who just last week said he wasn't expecting much help from foreign nations because the U.S. hadn't asked for any. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
This could be the day New Orleans police start physically hauling Katrina holdouts from their homes to comply with the mayor's mandatory evacuation order. An Associated Press Ipsos poll finds more than half those surveyed think that New Orleans should be moved to higher ground rather than rebuild it where it stands, mostly below sea level. FEMA Chief Michael Brown has come in for some heavy criticism in the wake of Katrina, and now his credentials have come into question. Time Magazine's Carolina Miranda says there are discrepancies in Brown's official government biography.
It said that he was a professor at Central State University in political science. Well, we called Central State. They said that he had never been a professor there, that he'd been a student there.
Another point, Brown's bio describes him as serving as an assistant city manager with emergency services oversight. Time, though, says that position in Edmond, Oklahoma, nearly 30 years ago, was more like an internship to learn about municipal government. As the fourth anniversary of 9/11 nears this Sunday, a federal appeals court has reversed a lower court ruling saying the government can hold dirty bomb suspect Jose Padilla without charge. He was ruled an enemy combatant in 2002 and has languished in prison ever since. Labor problems at the Baghdad airport. The British company that guards it shut it down, claiming it hadn't been paid for 6 months. So Iraqi government troops have been dispatched to take over security, saying nobody's authorized to close the airport. On Wall Street, Dow ahead 32 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of The Osgood File with good news about microwave popcorn. Smart Balance now has a delicious microwave popcorn with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Smart Balance not only avoids the bad things about popcorn, it's good for you. Made with whole grain popcorn, high in fiber, low in calories, and popped with the famous Smart Balance buttery vegetable oil blend with no trans fatty acids. You can feel good about the new popcorn. It's from Smart Balance Buttery Spread, both smart and delicious. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on The Osgood File.
AutoZone. Working on your car? Then get to AutoZone and get the right tool for the job. With AutoZone's free Loan-A-Tool service, you can borrow from more than 60 specialty tools for all kinds of jobs, like installing new struts, changing an oxygen sensor, or replacing a ball joint. And they're all free to use when you leave a deposit. It's that simple. So get the right tool for your next job with the free Loan-A-Tool service from AutoZone.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to look better. Southbound on I-25, we're still busy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 looking good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Southbound 225, have a crash on the shoulder near DTC. That's bunching up just a little bit. Around town, things are thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Westbound on the Turnpike, crew still working a three-car crash. It's off to the right shoulder, right around 104. Looking at the forecast, a nice one today. Sunny skies, maybe an afternoon shower with thunderstorms. With highs in the 90s, right now we're at 74 degrees. Soundtrack, Colorado's Home for Electronics, is changing its name to Ultimate Electronics. Get to their grand reopening Saturday, September 10th at all Denver stores. Lend your support for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver and eat free food starting at noon. Ultimate Electronics, the next evolution of Soundtrack. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bring on to the other side.
Your mind is waiting. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 88. We'll see if it gets up there. We have a chance of some thunder showers, but that's after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600, but right now, let's go to the phone and talk to State Senator Ken Gordon, who's on this walk across Colorado in support of referendum C&D. And, Senator, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Jay. It's nice to be there.
It's nice to have you on. Where are you, by the way?
Well, we're leaving at 10 o'clock this morning from Front Range Community College in Longmont, and we're walking down through Niwa and the Diagonal into Boulder. We're going to be in Boulder at 5 o'clock. In the plaza in front of the courthouse on the mall, Nina Story singing. So if people would like to stop by and say hello and talk about why we need to pass C&D, why it's important for Colorado, they can come by tonight at 5 o'clock on the mall in front of the courthouse.
And how's the response been so far to your walk?
Well, it's been great. People drive by, they give you a thumbs up, they honk. Some people stop and say, what is C&D anyway? Yesterday people gave us apples and popsicles while we were walking. I think we're drawing some attention to the issue. It's important for Colorado. It's an odd-year election. There's usually a low turnout in an odd-year election, so we need to get people to understand that this is actually more important than the people that run an even-year election to the welfare of Colorado.
Yeah, there's an article this morning in the Denver Post that Colorado State University could become a private school if voters don't support budget reform and could mean a $1 billion for higher education. This is according to CU President Larry Penley. Have you heard about that?
Well, yeah. I've been talking about that for a couple of years now. If we don't pass C&D, Colorado will be the first state to defund higher education, the first state to not have any state funds going into higher education. We'll be the only state in the country that doesn't have something called in-state tuition.
Yet, you know, these ads that are running, and I've only heard a couple of them that are running.
I think they're misleading. They really are.
You know, I always ask this question because I got misled by them. We're not talking about your regular state income tax here. We're talking about a Tabor refund. Can you explain that?
Yes. If normally people have money taken out of their paycheck, that's called withholding for income tax, and a lot of people have more deductions or expenses so they get a refund. This does nothing. C&D do nothing to that. You will still get that refund. The only refund that C&D affect are the Tabor surplus refund, which we haven't had for 3 years anyway because we haven't had a Tabor surplus. And for the average taxpayer, it's about $491 over the next 5 years, which is a little less than $100 a year. And that money will be used, if we pass this, for education, higher education, health care, and transportation services. It is going to cost people some money. It's going to cost them this $491 if C&D passes. What they'll get for it are the things that hold a community together. They'll get good value for it because we need an educated workforce to bring in new businesses. We need a healthy population. We need roads. That's what. If you want those things, they cost money, and this is where the money comes from.
But if you listen to John Caldera's group and the Independence Institute people, they make it sound like we're talking about your income tax refund.
They benefit from being a little misleading on that.
And, you know, they're supposed to be educational spots, and what they are educational commercials or announcements, is at least that's what they're claiming, but there's nothing educational about them.
Let me give two websites. We're on this walk across Colorado talking to people about this issue. We have a website, thecoloradowalk.org. We have links to accurate information about C&D. And then there's the Vote Yes on C-D.com website. That's the campaign. And they have accurate information as well. And people, being a citizen in a democracy is not always easy. Sometimes you have to actually work to get the right information, but it's your job. There's no other adults taking care of this. It's the citizens that need to figure out what's right for Colorado. A lot of people think that we flushed our tax dollars down the toilet and that services like education, health care, and roads just fall out of trees, and therefore they don't make the connection. If we don't have money for those things, they don't happen, and that would be devastating for Colorado. Every other state has these services.
All right. Let's talk once again about what's going to happen tonight at 5 o'clock. That's going to be on the Mall in Boulder.
Yeah, we're walking in, like I said, from Long Island, 12 miles, and we'll be, Nina Story is going to be singing. We're going to have a rally supporting C&D or just explaining it to people if they want to talk about it. We're walking the whole state from the Wyoming border to the New Mexico border, and today's our day that we get to Boulder. Now, tomorrow's a rest day, and then we leave Boulder Sunday morning at 10 from the shopping center parking lot at on the southeast corner of Baseline and Broadway, across from the CU Law School. So anyone who would like to walk a segment can walk on Sunday. It would be a good day to walk, and you can walk as much or as little as you want, but we'd like the support. And it's fun. People are enjoying it.
Great. It's good to hear from you this morning, and good luck to you. And maybe we'll see you tonight. Well, I can't. I got to go to a dinner, but hopefully people will see you tonight at 5 at the, on the Mall in Boulder.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I want to also say, this is bipartisan. The governor and a lot of Republican legislators are supporting it. The people that actually know where the unseen weight-bearing walls in our society are support this.
All right. Thank you, Senator. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. There you go. So see them at 5 o'clock tonight at the Mall in Boulder. I also want to bring up something else that's going on. I've been reading this all morning. You know, we have these tickets up for bid. To go to the Truman auction, Truman dinner tonight in Longmont, I believe, is where we're going. Anyway, Mary and I will be there, and you can sit at our table at the Boulder County Democrats Truman dinner this Saturday night. That's tomorrow night. Go to am760.net to bid on the seats to sit at the AM760 table. The guest speaker will be Senator Joseph Biden, and we're going to take bids for about another hour. But here's the thing. Got a letter from a guy. Said, Dear Jay Marvin, recently I received an email from AM760 informing me that I have the opportunity to bid on dinner tickets with you and your wife to see Senator Joe Biden. Unfortunately, I do not have the means to bid. I'm an active duty soldier with a family of four at home from a recent visit to Iraq, courtesy of the current administration. If there's any way possible for you to help me see and possibly speak to Senator Biden, I'd be extremely grateful. I believe he's one of the most honest and direct Democrats out there. I believe he has the capability to be very strong, a strong leader for our party, and even bring back Clinton-esque type of days. Thank you very much for your time. A listener, a fan, and a concerned countryman, SSG Jeffrey Peskov, I believe is how you say his name. Anyway, if you want to help him go to this dinner tonight, log on to am760.net and bid on the pair of tickets that are marked tickets number 4. Bid on the fourth pair of tickets. And if we can raise enough money, he can go. Because all the money goes to help elect more Democrats, which we desperately need to do. So, bid on the fourth pair of tickets and help send this guy to this dinner tomorrow night because he can't afford to go otherwise. And he wants to talk to Joseph Biden. And I'd love to see him get in and be able to have that opportunity. All right, 9:13, 13 minutes after 9. Let's go back to the phones. It's open phones. We go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, I dropped off there on my cell phone earlier.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
Hey. I love talking to you. I was going to call you about that solar hydrogen conversion engine. I used to listen to you on FLA back in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, man, back in the old days.
Oh, I tell you, I'm laughing, but I just, what I find so ironic about the whole situation, and not to sound cliche, but how is it that during Clinton's administration, everyone couldn't wait to complain about that guy, and our deficit actually turned around and started getting in the black. The Dow Jones went over 11,000. You know, to buy a house went to the lowest rates in history. Our unemployment rates were the lowest in 40 years. Gas was $1.20 a gallon. And no one could do anything but complain. Most of it was about his daughter's braces or something. I just thought, these Republicans can't wait to sit there and call people names. And then when they say, well, we get in office, the boys are back in town, we'll get things done, we're going to be down here from Texas and do it the old boy way. And the old boy way is, well, let's just give contracts to our buddies. Let's start wars for no reason. Let's lie to the American public every single chance we get and then say our war is for what? Weapons of mass destruction, then. Saddam's a bad guy. And then we're going to make a democracy where democracy attempts have failed for 5,000 years. And people just buy it. Like it's, I don't know, like it's chocolate at a chocoholic market. I don't
Yeah,
get
but
it.
But you know what, though? People are beginning to wake up. People are beginning to realize what's going on because poll after poll is now starting to show, you know, the AP Ipso poll, which talks about New Orleans, also another component, I believe, of that poll, and also a Pew Research poll shows, Zogby International poll shows that the president's approval rating is now down to 40%.
I know. It's still amazing, though, when you... I heard some other poll about when Republicans are polled, and it jumped from 70 to 90% approval over the handling during the Katrina situation. I mean, I'm just trying to picture if Clinton was in office golfing 2 days after it hit, while women and babies are burning to death on top of a bridge without getting water or food. And they didn't even airdrop them anything.
No, you're right.
And that director, like you've been reiterating over and over, the top three guys have no... Emergency Management Administration experience. No, they haven't handled one disaster. The only disaster they've handled is, I guess, the guy that's in lead was fired for misconduct and inability to administrate his own Arabian Horse Association.
Well, you know, I know, and I think this administration should explain to us what happened to FEMA and how these people got into the job that they got into, and how they what was the process that they used to vet Michael Brown, and whether George W. Bush still believes that Brownie's doing a good job, quote unquote.
I remember when I lived in Florida, and I was calling you back then, I lived in Bradenton, Florida when Hurricane Andrew hit. And I remember the skies turned green and, you know, winds came in at 40 miles an hour. I mean, I know what it's like, that fear when a hurricane's coming. And you want to leave, but some of these people were threatened with their jobs. Can you imagine being a concierge or a maid or someone who's so dirt poor and their job is being at a hotel service situation and the hotel manager says, hey, you know, if this hurricane isn't as bad, you're not here tomorrow, you're fired. And a bunch of them stayed behind because of that. Amtrak left 24 hours before it hit. I mean, even if you did have some kind of money to get out, some of them, by the time they decided, couldn't do it, even if they were in fear of losing their job and decided to. I mean, I feel so bad for them.
Well, there was 100,000. There were 100,000 people who had no transportation and who were too poor to and too old to get out. And those were the people, those were the majority of the people you saw.
Isn't it just such a shame? I mean, I find it... Isn't there a point where you say, look, at least get the National Guard who are in Iraq out of there that were trained in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama? You know, 3,000, 3,500 of them for each of those states are in the middle of a war, and they're amphibious vehicles driving around in sand when the emergencies they were exactly trained for are happening right now. And I remember an interview with one of these news guys saying how one of these soldiers that were on the ground there from the National Guard watched TV, and he actually saw his house underwater.
Yep.
And they talked about how they were freaking out because they were worried about, you know, surgeons with guns around any corner blowing their head off or putting an IED underneath their truck, and now they're worried about their own family. So they got sheer both directions.
Yeah, it's a very tough position to be in. Glenn, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Later.
All right, 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, one line open at 303-713.
To making money on the Internet and with online auctions, people are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Thank you for calling.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Go tonight.
MaxNights.com.
Thunder showers, about a 20% chance, and we'll see if it makes it up to 88. 303-713-7600. Here's something that hasn't been mentioned. None of the media has mentioned this, and this is pertinent to Colorado. As you know, Michael Brown, the head of FEMA, is under fire for the response, and now Time Magazine is out with an article saying that Brown's resume, how reliable was it, and that he fudged his resume. The Washington Post has also got an article out. Leaders lacking disaster experience, brain drained at agency cited. Here's something the media hasn't picked up to the Post, to the Rocky Mountain News. Neither of them have got it. But did you know in the confirmation hearings back in 2003 for Michael Brown, here's what our Senator Wayne Allard had to say. He said, I want to join my colleagues from Colorado, Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell, in strongly endorsing President Bush's nominee for Deputy Director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. This was Allard backing Brown's confirmation. I think maybe we should call Wayne Allard and ask him about it now, how he feels about it. Undoubtedly, everyone in this room is well aware by now of the serious wildfire situation that we have had in the state of Colorado. I would just point out, after the comments made by my colleague, that it is important that we move forward and expeditiously on this nomination, because this is the fire season throughout the entire Rocky Mountain region, although I would think that Colorado is probably more heavily impacted than other states in the Rocky Mountain region. I am pleased to know Michael D. Brown has the opportunity to serve as director of FEMA because he is a Coloradoan. And then he goes on and talks about how he holds a Bachelor of Arts in Public Administration and Political Science from Central State University in Oklahoma. He got his Juris Doctorate from Oklahoma City University, a School of Law. He has also, I think, Allard goes into all of what he believes are Brown's qualifications. I wonder what Allard would say now that it's come out that Brown has fudged on his resume, and plus on top of that, Brown's performance at FEMA. Maybe somebody would like to send Wayne Allard an email and ask him, Senator Allard, how he feels about all of this. I know I certainly would. And maybe I think what we'll do is Turk, why don't we call? We'll call Wayne Allard's office and see if we can get him on Monday to ask him if he still feels the same about Michael Brown. How about that? Yeah, all right. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, John.
Hey, you know, I live in Colorado, so maybe somebody could appoint me for the job.
Yeah, just because you live in Colorado, you should get the job, right?
Yeah, but they may want to delay it for a week or two so I could read up on some emergency management stuff.
Yeah, there, so I can go to the local library and get some stuff, even if the library's open.
Exactly. Hey, thanks so much for having Howard Dean on.
Yeah, you bet.
And thank you, too, John Turk, for your efforts. I'm sure you had a lot big part to do with it.
He did it. He got Dr. Dean on for us.
Yeah, fantastic. excuse me a minute. You know, I would sometimes love the opportunity to tell that guy that, you know what, if a man gets emotional enough to scream or yelp because of patriotic fervor for the understanding of how just important his job is, then you know what, put him in office. You know, I don't trust a man who doesn't, you know, have the capacity to get excited, just like I don't trust a man who can't cry, you know.
Really?
And enough of that. But in any event, one of the things that would have been nice to give out to a question to him would have been, you know, granted, I understand that the president in our White House, you know, has an IQ less than, you know, the temperature on a hot Texas night. But these guys are pretty clever. Their whole scheme and plan, I mean, they've got everything planned out and plotted. And one of the things they do very, very effectively is everybody, every day, gets their talking points. They get their little lies for the day or what they need to repeat. And the American public is really swayed by hearing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, they're very good at getting their point out. You're right, and they do. All the right wing sticks on its talking points. And there's no better example of what I'm talking about than Bernard Kerik, who has appeared on every single talking head show, has popped up in one place or another, and he keeps repeating the same right-wing Republican mantra about how, well, you know, the problem was the governor of New Orleans, of Louisiana, and the mayor of New Orleans, and that, you know, and that that's where 90% of the burden lies, quoting on his 9/11 experience, when in reality 9/11 was a whole different situation than what we have here. And the fact is that most mayors will tell you that the first thing that they need is they need a strong federal support.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, he said something shortly after about, you know, we're doing our best to stay out of the way of private and, stay out of the way. Like, what's his job, you know? But the question that I would like to ask Howard Dean was, what are we doing on the left to have this kind of communication opening between us?
We are doing it. You've got the formation of Progressive Radio. You've got the Center for American Progress, which issues talking points every single day. You've got MediaMattersForAmerica.org, which offers talking points every day. We're building our infrastructure. They have a 30-year head start on us, but we're building it.
Well, they've been at it for quite a while, conditioning this public to listen and believe.
But we're building it. We're building ours.
Yeah, okay. And I was just, you know, I haven't noticed as much continuity on the left as I see, you know, with these diddle heads, you know.
Well, we're getting our act together, trust me.
Fantastic, because we have to. 2006 is going to determine the fate of this planet, and that's not an exaggeration. This is reality. And if we don't get power and run these guys out on a rail, and so we have some status in the world to fix this Iraq crap, to fix what's going on, you know, they're just going to laugh at us. And, I mean, they're looking at us now. It's amazing. You know, the whole world has known what's going on, and the American people, you know, are just sitting back oblivious to it. And,
well, those days are going to fast come to an end. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, man.
And I really think the tide is turning. And thank you for your part of it, Jay.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. Okay, that frees up one line at 303-713-7600. Now what we'll do is, if you missed the Howard Dean interview, we'll play it in its entirety coming up here in a couple of minutes. And also take more of your phone calls at 303-713-7600.
You can learn more at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Colorado Buffaloes football tomorrow. CU continues the non-conference portion of its schedule, hosting the Aggies of New Mexico State in Boulder under the lights.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and every automobile is completely inspected. And you know what else? They'll show you Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. A lot of automobile dealerships will charge you for that, or they won't show it to you at all. But at Rocky's Autos, they've got Carfax, and they're more than happy to show it to you. Rocky's Autos, they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Good people working out there, like my friend Colby in the Tower of Power, and Roger, and Spanky, and Tom, and Marvin Alshear, and Jim Monroe. There's just great people working at Rocky's, and they're there to help you. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So whether you log on at rockysautos.com or go see them in person, if you're out in the market to buy another car, Rocky's Autos is the place to go to get whatever it is you're looking for, because they've got just about everything. Check them out. They're at the corner. This guy was just so blunt. It was refreshing. I was kind of shocked by it. And if you didn't hear the entire interview, we'll play it for you right now. Let's go to the phone and talk to the head of the DNC, Dr. Howard Dean. And Dr. Dean, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to have you on. I'm honored to have you here. First of all, your comments the other day in Miami about race and class and age showing up in the rescue situation in New Orleans. Some people have accused you of race baiting or playing the race card. Can you elaborate about that a little bit?
Sure. I think it's perfectly obvious. Disproportionately, the people who died, who lost their homes and lost their jobs, either were poor, old, or black, or all three. And, you know, I always try to look for something good to come out of these horrible things that we have to go through. If we could have an honest discussion about race and class in this country, I think that'd be a pretty good thing. That's been swept under the rug for a long, long time, but there's still a lot of poor people in America, and they're not all black. There are a lot of poor Hispanic people, and there are a lot of poor white people. And we need to discuss that, because those folks are the ones that disproportionately gave their homes, their lives, and their jobs. And, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right.
And you're not going to get that kind of discussion out of this administration.
No. I mean, they've been trying to avoid this discussion for a long time. And, in fact, 80% of the people in this country, no matter what color they are, have seen their income drop by $1,700 on average under George Bush in his 5 years as president. The only people who have benefited from this administration, the top 20% economically, and I appreciate personally benefiting, but I'd like to see this country strong, and I'd like to have an administration who believes we're all in it together.
And this administration, obviously, with tax cuts, I mean, I've raised this question before. Can anybody name me a time where we've had tax cuts in a time of a quote-unquote war?
There isn't one. These folks are basically incompetent that are running this country. I'll give you a perfect example. The first instinct of Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, after this horrible, horrible tragedy in New Orleans and Mississippi, was to come to the Senate and make sure the estate tax cuts got extended for $750 billion. Well, I think we need to have an honest discussion in America about moral choices, because we've made the wrong moral choices on a lot of occasions, and that's why we're in trouble here. Let's have an honest discussion among the American people, not just about the right-wing Republicans who claim to represent us. Let's have an honest discussion among the American people about whether you want another $750 billion, which the president says is lying around for tax cuts for the 3,000 families who would benefit from it, or whether you want to spend that $750 billion rebuilding the Gulf Coast and investing in school systems, not just in Denver and Chicago and New York, but in rural America. And the most rural parts of America, they're suffering too. They don't have decent jobs. The kind of jobs that they ought to have. Their standard of living is dropping. They need educational opportunities. Do you want to spend another $750 billion on 3,000 families, or should we all benefit from that?
You know, the thing that amazed me about this administration is they sold us early on, or tried to sell us early on the idea when they were elected the first time in 2000 that, to quote-unquote, the grown-ups had arrived to take care of the nation, that, the kids were gone now and that this was going to be nothing like when Clinton was in office and the grown-ups had arrived, that they were going to take control. Now we're in worse shape than we were before.
Jay, the only grown-up that I can think of offhand, and there are probably a couple of others, but I can't think of, was Colin Powell, and he was gotten rid of because nobody would pay any attention to him. These people are incompetent, and they're inept from the top down.
How do you rate our chances in 06?
Well, you honestly haven't given much thought about that this week.
I mean, I know that it's a difficult time to ask you that, but I think there are a lot of us that, we're out here and we're just hungry for change.
I think we'll have good candidates and strong candidates, but it's the American people that eventually decide, have you had enough of this? Have you had enough of the lies? Have you had enough of the incompetence? Have you had enough of the protecting people like Karl Rove who are willing to reveal the identities of CIA agents in time of war? Have you had enough of protecting people like Michael Brown who, according to Time Magazine this morning, fudged his resume
and
never did manage anything to do with emergencies and never did was a professor at Central Oklahoma? I mean, what is the matter with the president and his folks? I don't know anybody who protects these people. If you don't have competent people, you got to get rid of them. First of all, you shouldn't hire them in the first place.
Yeah, there's also an article, I believe it's in the Washington Post this morning, about it says leaders lacking disaster experience, and it talks about the people under Michael Brown and the fact that they don't have any experience of doing this either.
No, they're all political hacks. It's just, FEMA used to be that way before Bill Clinton got in, and he had the brains to realize that this is the most important intergovernmental agency there is FEMA. When you need FEMA, you really need them. And I presided over, I don't know, 7 or 9 disasters when I was governor. And FEMA was fantastic, except for the first one. The first one, they were okay. They weren't great. That was under George Bush's father. Clinton got the idea that they ought to have somebody really, really good, and they hired James Lee Witt did it, and he was phenomenal. There was no BS. There was no red tape. They showed up. They told you what they could do and what they couldn't do. The National Guard showed up on time. Of course, that was, you know, that was a different agency. That's not FEMA. And
right.
Things got done, and it was a terrible tragedy, and people did get upset and angry. I mean, some of the supposed fingerprinting and finger pointing and all that, that happens every time. But I just never, ever, ever seen this kind of ineptitude.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It borders on shocking, actually. It is shocking that we would have this kind of ineptitude. And then the administration trying, Karl Rove, the administration trying so hard to pawn this off on the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans.
Well, I thought it was ironic. Well, it's typical Republicans. They're great at politics, but they're lousy at policy. And unfortunately, if you don't know anything about policy and you don't care, you can't run anything. They don't care what the facts are. They just think they can spin their way out of everything. And finally, This is caught up with them, and it's going to cost a lot of people their lives and their homes. But finally, this has exposed the Republican administration for what they are,
which is basically they care about only their rich contributors and themselves.
They care about themselves and their power. They don't care about America.
Yeah, we didn't make a Dennis Hastert's comment that, and which hasn't been widely publicized, but he did make it, that New Orleans wasn't worth rebuilding.
No, I think that's just typical. I mean, they don't care. There's no sensitivity. There's no compassion.
None whatsoever. Governor, thank you so much for your time. It's been an honor to have you on here. And when are you coming to Colorado, by the way?
Actually, I was out there 3 or 4 months ago and had a great time. And so I don't know when I'm coming back, but I can assure you that Colorado is going to be a battleground this next time. We think there's some real opportunities. Colorado has really begun to change. You've got a Democratic House and Senate now, which is put a crimp on some of the excesses that were going on when it was all everything was Republican. And I think you're going to see a Democratic comeback. I think Democrats have learned, I hope the hard way, that you need to work with people, even if they don't always agree with you, instead of try to preach at them from Washington. And I think we've got a great grassroots organization in Colorado, and I think you're going to see the Democrats make a real run at putting Colorado back in the Democratic column.
All right, and I also want to put a plug for this because I'm part of it, and I think other people should be part of it, too. Go to the DNC website. You've got that program that you can sign up for. I signed up for it, where you can give as little or as much monthly to help elect Democrats in the coming years, correct?
Yeah, we're trying to take the party back and the country back for ordinary Americans, and the way to do that is to have ordinary Americans give small amounts. I actually, because I want to do this for symbolic reasons, I give $25 a month to the DNC, deducted automatically from my credit card. If you want to get big money out of politics, then you got to put a little of your own in politics. So that's true. Go to the DNC website at Democracy Bonds. That's actually the only fundraising we're doing right now. We've stopped all our other fundraising and encouraged people to give to the victims of Katrina. But that is a way that folks can help and permanently support real change in America and real change in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I've signed up for $35 a month, and I'll tell you, it's the best $35 I've ever spent.
Hey, thanks very much. We need to hire you for the DNC. My staff is whooping and hollering. I was supposed to make that pitch, not you.
Well, I have no problem making it, and once again, it's just an honor to have you on, and I hope you'll come back on again with us soon.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. There's Dr. Howard Dean, head of the DNC. All right, there he is. He's great, isn't he? He's just great. And I don't know about you, but I am. I'm just so hungry for change. I am so hungry for change. And we have just got to get it together and take this country back from the big money, from the corrupt politics, from this elitist government that we have headed by George W. Bush, the internal child. We just have to take this country back. All right, 9:42, 18 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. More
good prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Rick Morgan, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
And there is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net for donations.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots. From the recent past to 10 generations or more, we're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day. The hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991 and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Which is, we're looking for somebody to sponsor a guy who has just got back from Iraq, SSG Jeffrey Peskov. He's the one who wrote me the letter saying he couldn't afford to go, that he's a family man with a member of four, but he wants to talk to Joseph Biden. If you want to help him go, log on to am760.net and bid, and we'll take bids all the way up until 10 o'clock, so you got about another 12 minutes to do that? Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Marissa has been hanging on for quite a while in Longmont. Marissa, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's Marissa.
Oh, Marissa, I'm sorry, Marissa. Oh, I apologize.
Fine. That's fine. I am just so thrilled that you had Howard Dean.
Oh, I know. Isn't he great?
He is about as inspiring as he could possibly be. I've always told everybody I know that you have such great callers, but wow. Howard
yeah.
Dean. He's such a pragmatic guy, and he's got such vision. And I don't know if you realize this, but a few years ago, he wrote an article in Vanity Fair magazine, and it was about poverty in America. And it was so incisive. It was just incredible. And it was based on his experiences when he did a residency, I think, in Appalachia. So he kind of had a real strong understanding for that, and that's what we need in our leadership. People are totally neglecting the needs of the poor, and once that happens, it's going to affect everybody eventually.
Yeah, I agree. You cannot have a successful society with domestic tranquility when you have a large degree of haves and a large degree of have-nots. And this administration is concentrating on the haves and forgetting the have-nots. And Dr. Dean and you are absolutely correct.
Well, and the thing is that the gap between the hyper-wealthy and the very poor is so wide and widening more and more and more that it will affect all of us. And, I mean, there are great presidents in our history that did understand poverty, even though they might have come from a wealthy background like FDR.
Right.
I mean, you know, that was one thing. The other thing I was going to say, or the other point I was going to make, was whenever you have the neocon wackos call you up, it's so great when you can engage them in discussion. And, like, you know, I tend to get really emotional when I hear all that crap. And if you can stay on point, like Howard Dean does, I mean, basically what he says is he demands the truth. And he is very pragmatic about it. And sometimes I think when those callers call in and you can keep them on, we're kind of educated about how to deal with those people. And
yeah, I try. Some of them, though, you just can't deal with them. I mean, they're not in the mood to be rational or to be dealt with. They just want to, I mean, like the one guy who called this morning, I kept asking him, you know, well, give me an example. And he couldn't give me one.
Right. It's almost like you have to wrestle the argument back from them.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
It's kind of like when you have a real emotional argument with another person just in your personal life, you know, and you're all emotional, and all of a sudden you just take a breath. And you go, wait a second, what is this really all about? And you kind of wrestle it back and you say, no, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape. We're going to talk about what's really going on here. And the fact that Dean was talking about nobody wants to talk about poverty. You don't want to have an honest discussion about poverty. Well, that's exactly right on point. And that's what we've got to do. So.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Thank you so much.
You know what? You're more than welcome.
And you know, it's funny. Liberal used to be a dirty word. And thanks to your show, it's not such a dirty word anymore. And so maybe now, you know, the current word is impeachment. Maybe that won't be such a dirty word after
that's
all.
That's why I asked Howard Dean. That's why I asked him. I said, well, what do you think our chances are in 06? And he said, well, I haven't thought about it much this week. But, you know, look, I know that hurricane relief is important. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't give. I mean, Mary and I gave. And, you know, people should give. We should do the best we possibly can. But for those of us who care about where this country's going, and as Democrats and as liberals and as people on the left, we need to keep our eye on 06. We have got to get control of the House of Representatives. We have to. It's imperative. It's important. If we get control of the House of Representatives, we can get something rolling and start to hold this administration accountable for the 6 years of misery that they have put upon us and incompetence.
And Dean was great when he said, you have an excellent grassroots organization in Colorado.
Yep.
I knew exactly what he was talking about when he said that. Because we really did. We did great in Colorado.
That's right, and we're going to do even better.
We have to keep the push, and we have to keep demanding the truth. I mean, we know their tactics are to throw crap out there that has nothing to back it up, no fact to it whatsoever, and we basically have to say, where's your information? You know,
yep.
It's not lining up. Well, thanks so much. Great callers, and have a great weekend.
All right, you got it. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay. All right, we've got a line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, we placed a call to Wayne Allard's office because in his confirmation back in 2003, Wayne Allard talked about how great Michael Brown is. So we placed a call to his office to see if he'd like to come on and talk to us on Monday about whether he still takes that position that he took back in 2003, where in the hearings for Michael Brown, in his confirmation hearings, Allard was like all over him, like you know, a puppy with a wet long tongue. And we're going to see if Wayne Allard has anything to say about this, if he's got the courage to come on here and to tell us what he thinks about Michael Brown now, and in the lieu of these stories by Time Magazine that Michael Brown and also the Washington Post that he fudged his resume. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Steve.
Hi, yeah. Thanks, sir, for taking my call. And I just wanted to say that the airline industry in this country, we've got a New Orleans just waiting to happen. We're outsourcing maintenance. God knows who's working on our airplanes. And the Republican Party's totally behind it.
Yeah, they don't have much to say about outsourcing. And somebody sent me an email asking me about how I felt about the idea of outsourcing now that we've got 10,000 people in the Gulf port area who have applied for unemployment insurance. We have no business outsourcing jobs normally, but we've now especially got no business outsourcing jobs, and we have a lot of people who don't have work.
Well, if there's a terrorist threat, why are we giving our airplanes to overseas to have them worked on. Do we have to wait? Do we have a crash airplane before we wake up? I mean, that's what happened in New Orleans. They rolled the dice.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Neil in Evergreen. Neil, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Neil.
Yes.
Oh, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on, Jay. Jay, just a couple of quick points. I just wanted to say that this administration, over the first 5.5 years, has presided over 3 major catastrophes, of which, again, they use the idea that everything is circumstantial relative to the idea that they are not responsible. Fox came out, I guess it was last week, and indicated that we should not play the blame game. And
right.
Quite frankly, the blame game is about all we citizens have at this point. You know, we don't have, again, our World Trade Centers. We don't have 3,000 souls that are now lost over in Iraq. And we most assuredly don't have one of the great cities of the world, for that matter. It's nauseating. And it's also, again, listening to Dean, listening to your question about what we're going to do in 2006 lends me also to the reason, or the some of the reasons, I guess, for why people continue to be so staunchly Republican, regardless of really what has happened over the last few years. And I've thought a lot about this over the last couple of years. I've voted Republican myself in the past, and I feel they break down into 3 different areas. One, that people want to be associated with an elitist party. Two, that people are at least... A lot of the white folks in this country are a bit racist and feel that the Democratic Party represents too many people of color for them. And thirdly, I believe the religious and ethical thing relative to right to life also ties in. But the reason I bring these points up are you have to attack that rationale. Oh, I also should mention taxes.
Yeah, I think you're right about this. I'm beginning to run out of time here. I think you're right about much of what you say. However, I think that, Dr. Dean said this morning, and I think he's right, through some of these disasters, through Iraq and also through what's happened to New Orleans, I think this administration is being shown for the incompetency that they are and for the fact that they not only put incompetent people in high positions, but they also have a tendency to totally and completely protect their own. And I think you're seeing public opinion polls. Bush is down to 40% in a Zogby poll now. That's the lowest of the low. I think only Richard Nixon parallels that when he was enmeshed in Watergate. Thank you for the call, Neil. I appreciate it. Back on Monday, have
766 for the location closest to you. I really want to earn your trust. Once again, I'm Mark Major with Aspen.
Finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready.